awesome morning party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, yeah. It is here. It's time.
The day you've been dreaming of since Sunday.
What does that even mean? Here. All right, because the weekend is here.
Yep.
Doug, you're too quick for me.
I try.
Oh, man, it is Team Awesome Morning Party. Steve-O and Doug.
Yes.
Intern Doug, are you excited?
I'm very excited. I couldn't sleep last night. I was so excited.
Really?
Yes.
You shaved.
I did because the Yankees were on a 2-game losing streak. And I said, it's time to shave the beard. That and plus, I had to, my goal coming into the year was to not shave all year and just grow a gnarly beard. But then I got a job at the Isotopes. And they said, we kind of look down upon people looking like homeless people working for us.
Yeah.
So I trimmed it last weekend before I went to work with them. And it lost its luster. And the Yankees were 0-2, and I had already shaved my head after they lost the first game. So I said, well, they've lost the second game now.
You are a now superstitious individual.
Yes. Plus, I was tired looking at the beard. So.
Okay. I got you. I shaved my beard this week, too.
Just, it's springtime. It's not cold anymore.
Right.
Except for this morning. It's freezing.
Yeah, dude. What is up with that? I woke up and looked at my app and realized I needed to dress in layers.
In Angel Fire this morning, 1 degrees.
Are you serious?
1 degrees in Angel Fire this morning.
Would it be 1 degree then?
Or one degree, yeah. Well, technically zero is a
would
degree.
Be...
I don't know.
Yeah, but is that...
I know where you're coming from. Yeah. I see it. It is too early for that conversation.
It is way too early for that conversation, but we're going to kickstart your Friday. We got a lot of show lined up today. A whole lot.
A lot of people coming in.
Yeah. We've got Gina coming in the 8 o'clock hour talking about something very cool happening at Calvary Albuquerque this weekend. We have guests like every half hour.
I like it.
Yeah. Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico is going to join us today. He's a Cubbies fan, so how are they doing?
I'm not sure, but there was a story online last night that two of their players wore the wrong jerseys for like the first 3 innings of their game yesterday.
Wow. That's always good.
Yeah. I can see that happens, though, because I used to work in the clubhouse, and I'm sure a lot of those guys don't even look at what's in their locker. They just grab whatever color jersey they're supposed to wear that day and go.
I've seen so many stories of people with the wrong name on their jersey. So I guess that's true. Yeah. They're just there to play ball, bro.
It all comes back to the clubhouse manager, too.
Really?
Yeah, it's all... Even the names, it's his job to do... To take, like, when I worked at the Isotopes, the guy was the home clubhouse manager. Anytime someone got sent up or sent down, it was his job to take the jersey to whoever their local person was and get the name stitched on the back or get number adjusted to a jersey. But if you're not that big name of a guy, you get whatever jersey you fit into and whatever number it is.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I always thought they just had a seamstress, like, in the clubhouse, and she was just constantly, like...
No, they pick someone locally, which is a lot of people don't understand because, like, when the vote was way back in the day for a new stadium, I know there's a lot of people that just said no and they don't realize the jobs.
Yeah.
The Isotopes alone hire 500 people for the season, just throughout the season, and that's not including Ovation Foods, who runs the food.
That's crazy.
You know, the stuff like, you know, a seamstress to do the jerseys.
Yeah.
People dropping off the food here in town.
What you're telling me is we need to get more sports in Albuquerque.
It spills out into the community. Yeah. The money does.
I hope so. I hope we get more sports eventually.
Plus, they pay $1 million in rent every year to the city of Albuquerque.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good rent.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, and it's Friday. Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico is going to be hanging out with us. We have a fun show. Teo is not here.
Nope.
Mateo is some, I don't even know where, I think he's in Nashville right now.
He's off being a rock star.
Yeah, being a rock star. House of Heroes has a show this weekend, so he's playing a gig. Learned 3 new songs for the show.
Yeah, he was stressing about that earlier this week, that last song he had to learn.
And then he heard it and was like, oh, I got this.
Yeah.
So... It's always interesting when he's sitting there on the couch because the bass isn't a very loud instrument. So I constantly just hear... always in the background.
And then he's drumming on everything.
Everything.
Yep.
Static!
Happy Friday morning, fellas.
Oh, Wooly!
Man, I'm so pumped to talk to you all. How are you guys doing this morning?
I can't complain.
Doing great.
Yeah.
Good.
Intern Doug hanging out today.
You know what? He's the man. Can we just say that?
Yeah,
he's the man.
You can say whatever you want, buddy.
Thank you.
And he's the man. That's what I want.
Boom.
Boom. Hey, so y'all are talking about new sports teams coming to Albuquerque.
Yeah.
I got to give a shout-out. Is that all right, real quick?
To a, like, fake sports team, or is there a real sports team?
No, there's a developmental soccer conference league thing, and Albuquerque's getting a AAA equivalent of a soccer team.
Really?
Football here in Albuquerque. It's called Albuquerque Soul. Yeah, so y'all check that out. It's a real thing. Okay. It's happening. They're going to be playing, started off at the soccer fields over at St. Pius, but if it goes pretty well this season, which is going to be starting up in May, then they're going to probably look to expand to a different venue. But ESPN Albuquerque's on it. I mean, I can't say that probably on the radio. Oh, sorry. But, we're getting this semi-professional. Well, they are professional. They're getting paid. Soccer team here in Albuquerque.
That's crazy.
That's pretty exciting.
I still miss the Scorpions.
Oh, yeah, Scorpions, man.
Stingley Coliseum.
I remember
when I was a kid, they had a goalie named Potty, and people would sit, like, whenever he was on our end of Stingley, everyone would chant, "Let's go, Potty, let's go." It was the greatest thing when I was a kid. Yep.
That's so great, man. Hey, I don't mean to be creeping, but Doug, bro, you're wearing the CM Punk shirt this morning.
WrestleMania this weekend.
Wow,
WrestleMania 30 this weekend.
Did you guys just nerd out over the WWE in front of me? That's cool.
Hey, Steve-O, you have to confess that you know yourself some WWE, brother.
I don't need more, though. I tried, because Doug's like a crazy fan still. And
once
like,
you get
all
in,
right,
all
try.
You have to do is one episode, and
I
you're
tried.
In. And you're locked, and it's over.
I didn't know anybody.
Steve-O, you and Doug need to bro out this weekend, because Hulk Mania is going to run wild on you.
And what you going to do, brother?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Because the Hulk is going to be at WrestleMania 30. Yeah. Just saying.
Yeah. He's the host.
Gosh.
You guys should bro out. You guys would have a great time, and it would be fun.
Sunday.
I am. I'm going to have an amazing time.
Then pray, because it's WWE. And
Other than that, y'all have an excellent Friday.
Love you both.
Love you, too.
Peace.
All right.
See ya.
There's this new show on AMC called Turn that premieres this weekend. It's about the Revolutionary War. I was thinking
hanging
out at home and watching some of that
it
on
does
Sunday
look good.
Night.
I don't think I'll watch it this Sunday, but I'll be watching it.
Yeah. We got a fantastic show today. I'm stoked. Doug's here. I'm so happy that you're here, buddy.
It's going to be good.
We are screwed
it's
for birthdays, but you know.
You know what? We'll just play. I'll feed you the birthdays, and we'll just play.
How does that work?
I
Did
don't
you?
Know.
Okay.
I have the list.
Are you okay?
I have the list.
Are you gonna like go in the cave over there?
It'd be kind
of weird.
Maybe not.
Do you
Probably
have
not.
The music?
No, I don't have the music.
So we'll just
though.
Be. It'll be yeah. like this. So this person yeah. was.
Maybe we could take somebody else's idea who took our idea and have people call in and play the birthdays.
Play birthdays and see if they could win something.
Yeah.
That sounds like a fantastic idea. The Edge. Just kidding, guys.
Yeah.
Coming up, 6:45, we got birthdays. You can get a birthday shout-out in now. Studio at mystaticradio.com. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Yeah, Static.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, there.
Okay, up and at 'em.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Good morning, I am Doug, and this is what's going on in your world today.
Yes.
The FDA has approved a new tablet to fight hay fever.
A new tablet?
Yeah.
Like an iPad?
Guess so.
Hey.
Maybe they mean like...
That fights off everything from boredom to friends, social interaction. Fights all that off.
You can get Microsoft Office now.
Oh.
You'll be
no.
set.
No.
Hey.
Duh. Are you a PC?
No, I have a Chromebook.
Oh, I don't even know what that is.
Oh, yeah. I have my time here, people. NASA is limiting contact with Russia. They will not be including them in some of their future missions.
NASA?
Yeah.
Okay.
Playing the politics.
All right.
Now there'll be a new space race and Death Stars will be built.
Yes, Doug!
It's going to get out of hand.
This is good. I like it.
If you were going to see the Pope, what gifts would you bring him?
Well, obviously, frankincense. I'm just kidding.
Remember that. MRI scans of dogs find they love the smell of their humans.
Ooh, that's cool.
Which I think everyone
MRI scans found that?
Yes.
How do you... Okay, never mind.
Yeah. This weekend, the Final Four even though March is over. March Madness will finish this weekend. You got top overall seed Florida and 7 seed Connecticut will be playing. Tip off about 4:09 Eastern time or Mountain time. And then after that, 2 seed Wisconsin takes on 8 seed Kentucky. And that game will start at about 6:50. Now, the cool thing is March Madness and CBS and Turner will be doing a cool thing where you can watch separate telecasts on two different channels depending on who your favorite team is.
Wow.
Yes. So let's say during the first game, Florida's team cast will be on True TV, while the UConn one will be on... doesn't say where it will be. Cool. And then TNT will carry the Kentucky, and then True will carry Wisconsin for the second game.
Wow.
That's an interesting way of looking at
things. Yeah, that is interesting.
All right, so Britain's queen met the Pope, and she brought him a dozen eggs, whiskey, and beer. A Vatican official said the Pope would likely share the food with other residents of the guest house where he lived since his election.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did he say anything about the whiskey or beer?
Nope, nothing about the whiskey or beer. I think that's what he's sharing.
Here's the question. Were they deviled eggs? I mean, am I right or am I right? Am I right?
A mom who left her kids in a car during an interview who got ridiculed for it has raised $85,000 in donations. Shanisa Taylor was charged with child abuse after leaving her 2-year-old and 6-month-old locked inside her SUV while attending a job interview.
Oh my gosh.
Authorities said the car windows were open. However, the engine was turned off and the vehicle was sitting in direct sunlight. A witness eventually called 911 as one of the children was crying in the vehicle and the owner could not be located. Police arrived on the scene, called Child Protective Services to take custody of the children. However, Taylor did not return to her vehicle for nearly an hour. When questioned, the mother said she was forced to leave her children in the car while she attended a job interview.
Oh, man.
And she raised $85,000.
How?
To pay off her legal fees.
Ah!
Ugh. A skydiver's helmet captures a falling meteor for the first time and almost hitting him. For the first time ever, a meteor has been captured on camera falling through the sky after it has finished burning. And that's not all. The baseball-sized space rock nearly slammed into the man behind the camera.
Wow. I want to see this video.
This happened in Norway. I'm sure it's got to be on YouTube by now.
By the way, that's not the first meteor that was captured on film. Obviously, if you've seen Transformers, we've seen that. Armageddon. That was on film.
I think those were asteroids, though, in Armageddon.
Why are you so smart, Doug?
I don't know.
Gosh!
Exercising in your 20s does wonders for your brain in middle age.
Mm.
Good news. Well, Mateo's not in his 20s anymore.
Nor am I. We're screwed.
But everybody else doing CrossFit. A new study suggests that those hours spent running or swimming or on a yoga mat in your 20s just may pay off in the form of better memory and overall cognitive function later in life.
Huh. Does it say anything about people in their 30s or are we just totally hosed?
It says you're pretty much just done.
Okay, good. Right on.
Done.
Cool, man.
Time to start looking for retirement home. Man took over 445 photo booth portraits of himself over 30 years, and you can now find it at Rutgers University.
There's really?
There's an exhibit going on of it.
Okay.
Man, 445 portraits. It's the photos of the same guy over 30 years in a photo booth. The guy started taking his photos in the 1930s, and no one knows why. No one knows who the guy is either.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
445 images were taken during a time when photo booths were hugely popular in the United States. It was an easy way to take a selfie.
That's cool.
It is.
From the 30s?
From the 30s.
I love stuff like that.
And nobody knows who the guy is.
I hope he had a rad, twisty mustache. And he was like, hey, see? Hey. Hello, see? Give me a sarsaparilla.
Okay, IRS, NSA, Google, or Facebook. Who do you think is the least trusted of all of them?
IRS.
Well, a new poll by Reason Roop finds that we trust Facebook with our personal information far less than we trust the IRS,
really?
The NSA, or Google. But not surprisingly, the study also found that respondents believe the NSA was more likely than Facebook to violate privacy, with the IRS and Google considered less likely to do so.
Huh.
I deleted the Facebook app from my phone because one of the permissions now is that it can read all of your text messages.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't have a Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm okay.
So if I need to get on, I just use the web browser now.
Wow! Doug! Are you a spy?
No. I'm just paranoid.
If you were a spy, would you tell me if you were a spy?
I'm really bad with secrets, so probably,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, cool, good, all
yeah,
right.
It'd be one of those, guys, I'm a spy, but you can't tell anybody
about
this.
Hey, don't tell anybody, okay? I'm just telling you guys.
Gotta keep this on the down low. The White House unhappy after Obama selfie turned into Samsung ad. President Obama may want to think twice before casually approving a selfie with a celebrity. He recently this week took a selfie with David Ortiz.
Really?
And now it has turned into a Samsung ad.
Ugh.
It's the same. I heard the same thing when Ellen took her selfie.
Oh yeah, on that big old.
That it was just an ad. That it was all just a ploy for Samsung.
Which is funny because doesn't she have an iPhone or something? She didn't even know how to take the picture.
Most of those celebrities have 3 or 4 phones.
That's true.
They have iPhones, Samsung.
Yeah.
I'm a Samsung guy.
There you go.
Myself.
I have an iPhone. Yeah.
Canadian Rena Cook from British Columbia was devastated when her best friend, boxer dog Romeo, was diagnosed with an inoperable bone cancer by vets.
Oh.
The 32-year-old was so upset that she decided to write a list of things for him to experience before he died.
A dog?
To fill his last 4 months with happy memories and adventures. He got to eat at a McDonald's cheeseburger, ride in a police car, ride in a fire engine, have a steak dinner, get a professional massage, try sushi, and go on a blind date with another boxer.
Stop it right now! Freaky pet owners, you're stupid.
That's a movie.
That is a movie.
That is Air Bud meets The Bucket List meets Las Vegas. Right there.
Meets The Boxer.
Yes.
Except I don't think it was really about a dog.
It didn't specify, though.
Yeah, it's true.
So it's true. An actual boxer. A plane taking off from MacDill Air Force Base, Florida, hit something and aborted the flight. Assuming it was a bird strike, wildlife manager Lizzie Garvin was called to locate it. She couldn't find any dead birds, but she did find a dead fish.
What?
DNA evidence later confirmed it was the fish that hit the plane. Garvin theorized a bird of prey was eating by the runway and took off, dropping the fish on the plane. And now the incident is being recalled, is being called a fishnado.
Oh, that's amazing!
There is a lot going on in the
world. I just want to see. I would love to have been there to see their faces when they were trying to figure out what was going on, and then they discovered a fish.
Fish fell from the sky. Carlos Davila was at the Maywood Inn, Illinois courthouse for a hearing on a theft charge. While there, he allegedly used a payphone to call in a bomb threat to the building he was in.
Okay.
Sheriff's deputies were able to use the security cameras to identify and apprehend him. A search found no bombs, of course.
Yeah. That's like the person who faked a burglary so he wouldn't have to go to work and ended up in jail for the day. Talked about that yesterday.
If you've ever been to a courthouse, you know that there are literally cameras
everywhere
you turn. Every hallway, there's a camera. But I like his, he tried.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like it would just been easier to go through because then you have to go back to court. You have to pay to park in the parking lot somewhere. You got to go through. You have to leave all your stuff in the car. I feel like, and he's already there. Just go through with it. Do your time, whatever.
Yeah.
But that's just me. Florida deputies, were forced to break into a driver's window when the man blacked out at a traffic light early Monday morning. A witness first noticed 36-year-old Daniel Hernandez when he allegedly hit a curve, swerved in and out of his lanes. The witness followed Hernandez, who allegedly stopped about 50 feet from the traffic light and fell asleep with a burrito in his hand. Hernandez allegedly sat at the light holding the half-eaten Taco Bell burrito for 15 minutes before deputies arrived at the scene. After attempting to wake Hernandez by knocking out the window, officials were forced to break the window, but Hernandez kept sleeping. The arrest report said Hernandez had a blood alcohol content level twice the legal limit.
And that, kids, is why you don't drink alcohol.
Or eat Taco Bell.
Oh, my gosh. That wins. That is terrible.
Fire brigade investigator Matt Colin was trying to determine the cause of a building fire in South London, England. They were baffled. They could find no obvious ignition sources. Then a breakthrough. The smoking gun was found when they discovered a partially burnt bird's nest. Fire investigators believe that one of the birds picked up a cigarette butt that was still smoldering and dropped it into the nest, causing it to catch fire of the building.
Gosh, birds. And that birds is why you don't smoke!
Yes.
Gosh, birds.
A father in Germany hoped to honor Julian Assange whistleblowing website WikiLeaks by naming their baby WikiLeaks.
Okay.
Not Julian, but WikiLeaks. Hajar Halama, an Iraqi journalist now living in Bavaria, said that an official at his local registry rejected the name, citing concerns about the baby's welfare. Hamala said the name had big meaning for him, and in a synonym with transparent truth. Eventually, Hamala and his wife settled on the name Dako for the baby's birth certificate.
But Dako?
But they totally plan on having his friends and family call him WikiLeaks.
Oh. If you could name a child after a website, what website would you want to name it after? No, don't answer that. This is my kid, MLB.com.
This is my son, AccuWeather.com.
Yeah, I don't even frequent enough websites to care enough to call my kid any website.
And your final piece of breaking news.
All right.
It all started with the noise complaint. This has Law & Order SVU written all over it.
Oh.
But when officers visited Frank Giardino's apartment in Queens, New York, he answered the door with a marijuana pipe in his hand.
Okay.
Allegedly still emanating the aroma of burning pot. The officers asked for identification to write a summons, and Giardina invited them inside. While Giardina was looking for his ID, the officers saw what appeared to be about 5 pounds of heroin on the kitchen table.
Gosh!
Giardina was arrested, and police obtained a warrant to search the rest of the apartment. The search turned up almost 2,000 bags of heroin.
2,000? Okay.
And yeah, he invited them in to his apartment.
That is an episode of Law & Order.
Except a really easy one.
Really, yeah, it's true.
Really, really easy one.
Post-credit scene.
Yeah.
It was like, that's how long
I would joke
took.
My wife about that. Like, how come they only ever just show, like, the open and shut cases?
Yeah.
They just show up, arrest someone, they plead guilty, go to court, bang, it's over with.
Done. Good 10 job.
Minutes. They just do, like, a whole episode of, like, 10 cases.
Yeah.
In and out.
The easy ones.
Yeah.
That's your breaking news?
That is.
You did a good job, buddy.
Thank you.
Proud of you, intern Doug.
Oh. Thank you, thank you.
Maybe after this show, we're just going to have to start calling you Doug.
Oh.
Well, no, because no, we can't pay you.
Yeah.
You're going to be intern Doug.
Okay.
That okay, works. Cool. All right.
That works. All right, birthday.
It is 6:45.
Hey.
Doug, I need your help because you're in here and you're usually in there. And
all right, today is April 4th, 2014, day 94, 271 days remaining.
All right.
First up, author, poet.
Stephen King.
No.
Edgar Allan Poe.
No. Maya Angelou.
Oh, hey, Maya Angelou. I know why the caged bird sings.
Yeah.
Right? Is that her?
I think so.
Okay. Oh, this is going to be terrible with just me. 505-338-3700 if you call
get
in
here
the next, like, 30 seconds. I'll go head-to-head with you.
All right.
I'm just going to start guessing. She is 68.
No, not 68.
82.
No, she's
74.
80. She's 86.
Oh.
Yeah.
She's up there.
I'll throw out another less popular one from this
morning. Okay.
How about from Zoe 101.
I don't even know what that is.
It used to be a Disney show. She might be best known from being Britney Spears' sister.
Jamie Lynn Spears.
Yeah, Jamie Lynn Spears.
I am embarrassed that I know that. Hold on. Static!
Hello!
Oh, snap!
Oh, wait, no, it's Zello now. I don't know how it's going to work.
Pool boy! Why do I feel like it's been a year since I've talked to you?
It's been probably a week, maybe.
Man, where you been, yo?
Been working, dude. We're working 50, 60 hours a week, man.
Oh, that's right. It's your season.
Yeah, man. We started at 6 today, so I get to hear the first part of the show and a little bit of that morning girl. I don't know who that is, though, the early morning.
Oh, Anastasia.
Yeah. I kind of tripped out. I was like, man, I haven't been in the truck and heard you know, somebody else for a while.
Yeah, you started hearing voices.
Yeah.
It's a real person. There's a real person overnight now. So she's crazy. Crazy awesome.
Nice. How are you guys doing? What's up, Doug?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
You know you're Dougie Fresh now, right?
That works.
Dougie Fresh works.
That works.
Oh, I mean, he's made it. He's made it to the big time. He's interning on a morning show.
Yeah.
Where's Mateo?
He's got a House of Heroes show in, like, Pennsylvania or somewhere.
Nice.
Amish country.
He's too cool, so he had to leave.
All right, don't ruin this, Doug, all right?
All right. Hey, do you want to play birthdays with us?
You want to play birthdays with us?
Yeah, let's rock it.
All right.
Jamie Lynn Spears.
Little Sister Brittany.
I know who that is. I got kids that watch that show. That's sad, isn't it?
No, because I knew she had a sister. I didn't know she was on TV or anything. So I.
Oh, yeah. I know all those kid shows.
How old do you think she is?
She's probably early 20s. I'll say 21.
23.
Steve-O, 23 years old.
23? Oh. Yes. Yes.
He just smacked me in the head the first shot, huh?
He did.
Hey, man, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. Nice. I was going off of your recommendation. I don't know how old she is.
Okay, we'll do another one. Magician.
Okay. David Copperfield.
No. Yes. He wants...
David Blaine.
Yes.
Wow.
David Blaine.
Yes. I don't know magic people.
He can levitate.
They're wizards.
He can put himself in a bubble full of water.
Yeah, that guy's an idiot. Yeah.
They're in league with the Sorcerer Supreme. No, that's Doctor Strange, and he's actually a good guy. So I guess not.
I think he's 36.
35.
41.
Oh.
Wow. It's because he's a magician. He kind of ages good.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. From Parenthood and Coach.
Craig.
I don't know his name.
Craig Nelson. It's Coach's birthday.
He is also Mr. Incredible. Come on,
oh,
man.
Oh, nice. Nice.
They're making a second one.
I've never seen that.
Ooh. Pool boy.
Yeah, I've never seen that. I'm into Wolf of Wall Street, bro. No,
oh,
I'm kidding.
Oh, God.
That's a horrible movie. Don't watch it.
Dude, The Incredibles. Is incredible. You just said you have. How can you not know Disney?
They've seen it, but I've never seen it. I just
listen to me.
I just know there's a little kid. I think he's strong. I think one of them's fast or something.
That's Dash. He's fast. He's the kid. If there is any like Pixar Disney movie to watch with kids, that's the one you have to watch. It's so good.
I'll make it. I'll watch it this weekend. How about that?
Okay. Then we'll come back and talk because I didn't get to see Community last night because Matt left town. He's like,
I didn't see it either. I haven't seen the last two.
Watch it without me. And I'm like, dude, it's the G.I. Joe episode.
Oh, my God.
Do you watch
Community?
No, but my best friend came over on Wednesday and he was like, no, you need to watch Community. And he's been telling me this for 2 years. He's like, you need to watch it.
Yeah,
it is incredible, man. It was good with Troy, but I mean, I thought it was going to, I mean, because him and Abed have this little chemistry going, but it's still good.
It's still good. I agree. Yeah. It's still fantastic.
Okay, this old guy is 63.
65.
70.
Wow. 70.
All right, I need to go off of you now.
Fine.
Steve-O.
All right. Pool boy, love you, bro.
Right.
Later. Love that guy.
All right.
Phone lines were jammed that whole time, but then, you know, pool boy. Pool boy kind of took it.
Hey, call in right
505-338-3700.
You may even get to hear the Rooster song.
Oh, gosh. I don't want to play that.
I retired that for Matt because he
hated that. But there's one thing that he will never be able to retire. Mad Libs.
Yes.
We're going to keep rocking those.
The best part now of Mad Libs is seeing his reaction to Mad Libs. It's not even the Mad Lib anymore. It's seeing how he reacts to having to do Mad Libs.
Yeah, he's a baby.
Yes.
He's a baby. I hope he's listening. Static.
What's up, dude?
Shane!
What's up, man?
Hurricane Shane, buddy. Where have you been?
Dude, I've been super busy, man. I auditioned for a feature film yesterday or the day before. And
are you a movie star now? What the crap?
I'm working on it.
All right.
What's going on with you, dude? Where have you been?
I have been standing right here 4 hours a day every day for the last however many years of my life. I don't do anything different. I am
the boy in the bubble.
Gosh!
He literally is.
You can't say
here.
Where have I been? I have a podcast to prove that I'm here 4 hours every day staring at this microphone.
Dude, I have been seeing pictures of your youngest child.
Yeah, yeah.
And that dude is freaking gorgeous, man.
Thanks, man.
Dude, that dude is so solid, bro. I love it, man.
Yeah, all his mom. So... You want to play birthdays?
How's that season for you, man? How's that season working out for you with that little dude?
Oh, man, it's incredible right now. He's fun. It's baseball season, though, so it's interesting at ball games, you know. So.
Yeah.
Shane, we're playing birthdays. Are you going to play some birthdays with us?
Sure, dude. Let's do it.
Okay.
All right. The last birthday for this morning,
until
we go into dates.
Okay.
Sure.
From Iron Man.
Robert Browning Jr. That's my favorite dessert right there, buddy. Wait, that sounds weird. All right. The Robert Browning Jr.
This is going to be an easy one, dude.
Okay.
maybe.
I'm gonna say
43.
Oh, I was gonna say 46.
49.
Wow!
No way!
He looks good!
Really?
49 years old.
Robert
today.
Brownie Jr., you looking delicious for 49.
After a guy like ground himself up in a hamburger and had to reinvent himself, and he still looks good.
Yeah, man. For real.
Incredible, man. Hey, listen, dude, you guys have a great day. I love you, bro.
Love you too, Shane.
Thank you, Shane.
Buddy.
All right. Hurricane Shane. I love him.
The good guy.
Got the good guys calling out of the, coming out of the woodwork this morning.
It is.
It's all for you, Doug.
I appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, yeah. All right. I don't have any music for dates.
It's all right. We'll just kick with this one.
That's not true. Did I say dates? Oh, yeah. Dates.
It is also a kind of a birthday.
Oh.
Because on this day in what year, the United States Congress adopted the flag of the United States with 13 red and white stripes. One star for each state, then 20.
Wow. I need, like, USA music.
Just all stand here.
I don't have music.
Like, we're doing the Pledge of Allegiance.
The Pledge of... Okay, I haven't done that in years. On this day in what year?
What? That's the question I asked you.
Dang it, I was hoping you would fall. It almost worked.
Almost.
Give me the question again.
The United States Congress adopted the flag of the United States with 13 red and white stripes and one star for each state.
1780.
1818.
Wow. That took a while.
William Henry Harrison died of pneumonia, becoming the first president of the United States to die in office and the one with the shortest term served. On this day in what year?
What was his name?
William Henry Harrison.
Oh, good. I don't even know that president. So I'm already...
Yep.
Wow.
He died of pneumonia, becoming the first president of the United States to die in office.
Was he buried with a flag?
He could have been.
Oh, he could have been.
He could have been.
Okay. Huh?
He could have been.
1849.
1841.
Wow!
You're close. On this day, what year the Beatles occupied the top five positions of the Billboard chart 100?
1961.
1964.
Ah!
How ironic is this one? On this day, what year Johnny Carson quit as the host of The Tonight Show? He returned 3 weeks later with a $30,000 a week raise.
Wow.
David Letterman announced he's retiring.
I know!
Yeah.
I just heard that. Letterman retiring 2015, right? Something like that.
It's still a long way away, but...
I pretend like that's sad news for me, yet I can't stay up past 9 p.m., so...
I think the pressure's on, too, because he's lost to Jay Leno for how many years? And then Leno leaves, and now it's just a whole new group of young guys.
I DVR Fallon every night. And then I'll go, oh, I like this guy. I'm going to watch this, because he's hilarious. So, on this day in 1978...
1967.
Ah!
Okay, on this day in what year Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated by James Earl Ray at a motel in Memphis, Tennessee.
I should have been paying attention! Because he gave his last speech yesterday. Oh, stupid! Okay, hold on.
Remember, we had this talk with Steve
yesterday, exactly,
too.
Because then right... Was it the year after that Robert Kennedy died? No. Wait. Okay. But... 1963.
1968.
Oh, yeah! 1969, we landed on the moon, and that was the year that Robert... Ah! Stupid!
On this day in what year the World Trade Center in New York was officially dedicated?
Ooh. 1975.
1973.
Ah!
Baseball. Hank Aaron of the Atlanta Braves tied Babe Ruth's home run record by hitting his 714th home run in Cincinnati.
Didn't he do that? Was that on opening day that he did that?
I don't remember.
I don't either. I thought it was opening day because it was a big deal, and I remember watching the footage. I mean, not live, but...
There was that commercial for a long time that played him breaking the record.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I don't remember. This is before, 1974. Oh, man!
All right.
Baseball.
Let's skip down to, on this day in what year, a 16-year-old bank robber in Rochester, New York, had such poor handwriting in the in his letter he gave to a teller that she couldn't read it. By the time the teen was handed a bag of money, it was closing time and the other employees had locked the doors.
Wow.
The robber wound up trapped inside the foyer with the cash when police arrived.
Amazing. Amazing. 1994.
2002. And the last one this morning, on this day in what year, a San Francisco restaurant offered free tacos for life for getting a tattoo. Casa Sanchez announced that getting its mascot, Jimmy the Corn Man, tattooed anywhere on your body would mean free tacos for life.
Or until they went out of business, because I've never heard of them. 2007.
2010.
Oh! Wow!
2010. If a restaurant was going to offer you free food for life to just get their logo tattooed on you, would you do it? Same here.
I would, and I know the logo and everything, but I'm not going to say it on the air. Non-com.
Whatever.
I really... Gross! No! Oh! Are you being sarcastic?
Yes, I actually was.
Oh, thank you, Lord. I was going to have to make you leave, Doug.
I was.
Gosh! Oh, man, that's a really... It's a really interesting... topic there. We got some great topics this morning, including speaking of baseball, something crazy going on in the world of baseball in New York, and it's caused quite a media storm.
It's transcended baseball now.
It really has.
And it's gone into other sports and media.
Man, we're going to talk about that in the 7 o'clock hour. We'll also have Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico joining us. So keep it locked right here to Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
That's right. Static.
Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone?
Anyone? Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo!
Static Radio.
Careful, Tuffy.
Oh, Albuquerque. Just stay away from Paseo and Jefferson and I-25 as always. There is traffic lights are flashing red at Spain and Wyoming, so treat that as a four-way stop. And if you're on I-40 eastbound, there is a stalled vehicle at 12th Street, so be on the lookout for that. And that is your traffic.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you, buddy.
Thank you.
Intern Doug, you're doing well.
Thank you.
All right. Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Joining us in studio right now, wearing a Cubbies jersey because it's the home opener at Wrigley today.
Yeah,
Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention.
Yeah, man. What's up?
You guys are in third right now.
Yes. Oh, 1 and 2. We finally pulled one out against the Pirates.
Good
two
for you, buddy.
Two walk-offs in a row.
Yeah,
game one, watching, game two, it was brutal.
Yeah,
but that's that we went into extra innings both times.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hopeful that the whole season is going to be extra innings.
Yeah, good for you guys, because I'm hoping that the Mariners are just an incredible team.
Yeah,
because we're 0-3 right now.
Yeah, I know. I was
they scored 28 runs on us, I believe.
Yeah, yeah,
26 or 28. We scored, I think, 8, yeah. 7 or 8.
Yeah. Well,
it's
early.
Been rough.
It's early. There's a lot of baseball.
We've already imploded.
I know.
We have like the biggest bats in the universe, and everybody's already dismantling the Angels.
Yeah.
I read an article yesterday on Yahoo Sports that was just destroying us.
Yeah.
Because once again, it's our pitching, our bullpen. I mean, ugh. Anyways.
It's sad. It's sad. Yeah, Wrigley, it's the 100th anniversary of Wrigley Field.
Wow.
And so today it's going to be a huge, big deal, not only to open the season for the Cubs, but also this year-long celebration of the 100th anniversary of Wrigley Field. So
wow.
Pretty cool. The players all have a special patch on their sleeve.
You need to get that patch.
I'm gonna order one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I won't sew it on my jersey, but what I'll do is it'll have a nice spot on my Cubs shelf in my office.
I
need to take a picture of that and send that to you.
Yeah.
I don't know that you've ever seen that.
Cubby's office, huh?
Yeah, well, just my shelf.
You need to make a whole office.
That would be like a great office
like
makeover.
Like you see in the movies, like where
sick.
You walk in and the entire backdrop of your office, the back wall, like where you have your desk and your chair, and then behind you is Wrigley Field.
Oh,
like you just have...
Yeah. Yeah.
Just grow ivy in your house.
Ivy
off the wall.
That's even better. That's even better. I need to do that.
Amazing.
I gotta find out the kind of ivy that it is.
Yeah. So. It's Friday. We wanted to have some fun today. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Doug, you have to post this.
Yes.
Question of the day. Because the New York Mets, and one New York Met in particular, taking some heat. No, not from a pitcher. This ain't the high heat that he's used to.
Okay.
Daniel Murphy, second baseman for the New York Mets, missed his team's first three games after the birth of his child.
Okay.
So I guess what happened is Murphy's wife went into labor on opening day.
Okay.
So he went to Florida to be present for the birth. He took three full paternity leave days, which is allowed by Major League Baseball
right.
for the players.
Right.
Seems normal.
Yeah.
I mean, right?
Sounds good.
Dude wants to go be with his wife for the birth of his child.
And he should be.
So he takes 3 days of paternity leave, as authorized by Major League Baseball. Well, he is getting destroyed right now.
Really?
New York Radio, Mike Francesa.
Yes.
That's how you say it, right?
Yeah, he's horrible.
New York sports radio personality. He spent about 20 minutes of his show on Wednesday destroying Murphy. Just
really?
Talking about paternity leave. He said he was surprised that Major League Baseball players even take paternity leave. Here's some of his quotes, which some of them I have to edit.
Oh, okay.
It's that bad. It's that
wow.
bad.
Wow.
Quote, "I don't know why you need 3 days off. I'm going to be honest. You see the birth, you get back. What do you do in the first couple days? Maybe you take care of the other kids? Well, you got to have somebody to do that if you're a Major League Baseball player. I'm sorry, but you do. Your wife doesn't need your help the first couple of days, and you know that."
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not done.
Oh, there's more?
No, there's more quotes.
Oh, no.
Quote, "I mean, one day, I understand. You go see the baby be born, you come back. You're a Major League Baseball player. You hire a nurse to take care of the baby if your wife needs help. What are you going to do? You're going to sit there and look at your wife in the hospital bed for 2 days?" End quote.
He said that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, wait. One more?
Oh, there's more? But wait, folks. There's more.
I mean, come on. Quote, oh. "For a baseball player, you take a day. You're back in the lineup the next day. I guarantee you're not sitting there holding your wife's hand." End quote.
Okay, this guy is obviously not married.
People are taking his side.
No way.
Like, people are ripping on Daniel Murphy. And so I don't know if it's like this machismo old school thing. But wait, there's more.
Oh.
Because not only did baseball players rip into him, now we have radio hosts and former NFL quarterback Boomer Esiason.
Boomer
Esiason? Chimed in. Boomer chimed in, and his I actually have to edit because he had some terminology. This is what Boomer said. Quote, "You get your back to your team and you play baseball.
Oh, my God.
There's nothing you can do. You're not breastfeeding the kid."
Oh, my God.
End quote.
It's
a
game.
This is real life.
It's a game.
Oh. Boomer said if it were him, he would have told his wife to have a cesarean section before the season to avoid any conflict with opening day.
Oh.
It's a no-brainer.
Oh, my gosh.
He said baseball is what makes his money. Murphy's money is baseball. That's how it provides for his family, so it should be prioritized above the birth of a child.
He's not, and the I think it was the Daily News in New York also ripped Daniel Murphy for the same thing.
This is crazy.
I can't. I don't even.
This is real life.
I don't even know what to say.
I saw the story and I thought there's got to be one nut job in the minority who's being a jerk, and then I started reading more and more and more, and people are with the Mets, siding with the Mets, if you will, against Daniel. And the Mets don't care. The Mets aren't freaking out. The Mets are like, okay, we play 162 games.
And we're probably not going to make the playoffs anyways.
Right?
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
The Mets know. Gosh.
The Mets know who they are.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. I mean, yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Well, I'm interested. I'm a little. Okay. Yeah, it's his job. It's the money that he makes. But in any other profession,
yeah,
any other profession.
I took 2 weeks off when Brody was born.
Yeah, any other profession, it's your job.
Yeah,
that's how you make money.
We don't get paternity leave here.
Yeah,
I still took 2 weeks. My whole vacation, yeah. I exhausted to be with my wife.
Right, right.
Jimmy Rollins left on Wednesday to be with his wife. as she gave birth. So I'm wondering how Philly fans are going to react.
Yeah, cause
if that's
fans,
how New York reacts.
Man, Philly fans are tough.
Anyways, all that to say, phone lines are open. 505-338-3700. Are we crazy? Because I feel like we are all in the same boat, right? Like, Daniel Murphy, second baseman for the Mets, took 3 days of paternity leave, which was authorized by Major League Baseball, to be with his wife for the birth of his child.
Right.
And he is getting destroyed by the media because they said, you're a ball player, bruh.
Yeah.
Play ball. I mean, what's more important than the game? The birth of a child? Come on, that happens. Wait, that doesn't happen that often.
Yeah.
I don't
know. I'm a little confused why Boomer Esiason. Didn't Boomer Esiason have a child who had some medical issues, and so he started a foundation. Isn't that Boomer Esiason?
I believe so. Now I have to look
that
up.
We've got to look that up.
I'll go to our producer. Doug?
I am.
And he used to have a foundation that was in the World Trade Center, and he lost people in his foundation on 9/11.
And so I'm really surprised by his take on the whole thing. Three games out of 162, for one thing, is nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, there's guys who are going to sprain an ankle and miss 5 or 6 games.
Or 15 days.
Yeah.
Or the 30-day deal, whatever. But I don't – that's just so backwards.
Hey, I got good news. WFAN co-host Boomer Esiason reached out to the New York Mets a couple hours ago.
Oh.
This is an update. He says he is truly sorry, quote, for insensitive comments made earlier this week regarding Daniel Murphy.
Oh, he must have caught some heat.
Yeah. He says, I just want to say again on this radio show that in no way, shape, or form was I advocating anything for anybody to do. I was not telling women what to do with their bodies. I would never do that. I wonder what happened. I'm willing to bet you when he mentioned the C-section part.
Oh, yeah. That probably, yeah.
That's their decision. That's their life. They know their bodies better than I do. And the other thing, too, I really felt bad for is that Daniel Murphy and Tori Murphy were dragged into a conversation. The whole life was exposed, and it shouldn't have been. That's my fault. This is my fault for uttering the word C-section on the radio. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, my gosh.
Put their lives under a spotlight. I apologize. I tried to reach out to the Mets and Daniel. And to his credit, he answered all the questions yesterday. No man should have to go through that. Wow. So he's apologizing now.
Okay.
He is apologizing. Okay. He's the only one. So he's talking. Then he brought in the March of Dimes, and because I guess the March of Dimes reached out to him. So what happens is usually somebody spouts off their mouth, and then
they're not thinking clearly.
They're
and
not
then they
thinking,
hear,
and then it was like
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
505-338-3700. The phone lines, of course, are slammed.
Yeah.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning. Female perspective.
Oh, here it comes. To be honest with you, first of all, people do that. They'll say slanderous things, especially in the media, and they'll get their say out there, and they'll say, oh, I'm so sorry, blah, blah, blah. They're stinking liars. But, you know, I am so glad my husband was there at the birth of my boys. And, you know, they're his children, too.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, keepers, just because I gave birth to them doesn't make them any less important to my husband. He loves his boys, and he needs to be there. And to be honest with you, for each person that opened their big mouth and said, oh, well, she doesn't need you, blah, 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 well, I would like them to pass a kidney stone, no sympathy to be given to them, no help to be given to them, and tell them to suck it up. And think, get the work done, buddy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Wow.
I just wish our callers would be more transparent.
I know. I really wish they'd just be more feelings. Open about how they feel.
That was incredible.
Thanks for the call.
Great word.
Oh, man. Static.
Hey, I like what the last caller said, and I have another twist on it.
Okay.
All right. You go ahead.
So that was a good feminine perspective, and I appreciate that because women do need their husbands for, you know, for like the rest of our lives, right?
Yeah.
But nobody, in just the commentary I've heard, nobody's really paid attention to the child. And I think this just shows a complete lack of respect for life in our society and for children.
Yeah.
Because babies need their dads, too, and there's research that shows that. And I guess that's just, I shouldn't be shocked, but I am shocked that people wouldn't think, of the child
right.
who needs that dad the first moment, obviously needed the dad to begin life anyway,
yeah.
but need it from the first moment. They need to be held by dad. It's not just a breastfeeding issue.
Right.
They need that paternal input
yeah.
from the first moment, the first 2 weeks, yeah, and then the rest of their lives. And this is one of the reasons I don't pay much attention to or have a lot of respect for sports, because I see people just put that as the highest priority in all the universe to the total disregard of human life.
Right. So obviously we know that it's babies and then baseball, like second in life is the greatest thing in the universe.
I have four babies and two grandbabies, and I so appreciate the role that my husband continues to play in their lives.
Yeah.
I would never do it without him for a second.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Awesome.
Thanks for the words.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
All right. I'm great. I love that the phone lines were jammed and it was all moms.
Both
like,
moms.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
505-338-3700, the phone number. We have a phone line open now. So the question is, have you ever, would you ever miss the birth of your child?
Well, the way I questioned it,
I like
too,
this.
Was I figured 99% of people are going to say, no, I'm never going to go to work instead of missing my child's birth.
Right.
So I say, would you ever miss for work or for any other event?
Or have you?
Yeah.
Because I know that I have friends who have missed because of maybe they were on tour or they were trying to get back or whatever for whatever reason missed it. We'd love to hear those stories too. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Talking about Daniel Murphy, the second baseman for the Mets. He missed opening day, and he got slammed for it by New York sports radio, by Boomer Esiason, of all people, as well. And it was interesting to see sports radio just kind of slam him because he took the 3 days of paternity leave that he was authorized and missed the first three Mets games. I mean, it's the Mets.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Static.
Yeah, hey, so got a question. What if it was the World Series?
Whew.
That's a good
question. That's where I was going next. Super Bowl, World Series.
Yeah. Do you miss the World Series for the birth? I mean, obviously, you worked that out with your wife ahead of time, and so maybe during the week in between the playoffs and the World Series, you just have her get a C-section. I'm just kidding. Just kidding. That's what Boomer Esiason said. He's an idiot.
yeah.
Or at least those words were
idiotic.
That's
a good question. World Series.
World Series!
Yeah.
I don't think there's really a right answer. I mean, I know what I would choose.
What would you choose?
I'd choose my kids.
Yeah. Okay. Good dad.
But you know, there's really, how is there in society a right answer to that? You guys discuss.
Yeah, thank you.
It's a
thank
great
you.
Question.
Thank you.
Great
right. question.
Have a good
great
one.
Question.
Because he's right. There's 162 games in the year, but if you're talking game one of the World Series, let's pretend you're Justin Verlander.
Yeah.
You're supposed to pitch the first game of the World Series.
Yeah.
First off, that's just poor planning on your part of doing all this.
You should have
done
got
math,
your calendar
bro.
Out
yes.
a little sooner.
Yeah, maybe.
Good point, Doug.
That's a good point. Static.
As a Mets fan, I did not want to see Daniel Murphy out of the lineup, but I wouldn't miss my child's birth, any of them, for anything, unless I was dying.
Okay.
So, I mean, yeah, Mets fan, hey, you want him in the lineup. The dude's awesome, but don't ridicule him for being a father.
Yeah, amen to that.
Ridiculous, man.
Right on. I'm sorry.
I love you guys.
Hey, love you too, bro. Sorry for the start of the season so far.
Yeah.
It's normal, man.
Yeah. Halos are 0-3, so I got you, bro. I got you. So there you go. All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. There was a time back in the day where I had to miss something because of Luke. And I was very sad.
Yeah.
But I wasn't so sad that We had to miss it. My wife and I had never seen U2. I don't know if you've ever heard of them. They're this band. They're probably the greatest rock band in the entire universe. I don't know.
I think I've heard a part of one of their songs.
Yeah. So
on a commercial or something.
We got tickets to see them in Salt Lake City.
Okay.
In December. This was years ago.
Yeah.
This was like, I believe, the Evolution Tour. I can't remember. It was a long time ago. We'd never seen them. We got like front row tickets.
Wow.
Like we were floor. We were right there. We called the Bellevilles, Joey and Heidi. We're like, besties. Let's all go see you two in Salt Lake. We, like, camped out on our... Well, you camp out on your laptop now. It's not like back in the day where you actually camped out for tickets.
Right.
You camp out now and you do the F5 trying to, like, right. refresh. Right. We got, like, floor right up front tickets to see you two. And you two, they plan their tours way in advance. So, like a Verlander situation, which was hypothetical, yeah. We buy these tickets and then, like, a month later, find out we're pregnant. And then we realize Chrissy's going to be 8 months pregnant because Luke was born. This was December 18th was the show. Oh, yeah. I still remember.
Of course.
This was 8 years ago, almost 9 years ago. Luke was going to, his due date was like right at the end of December, beginning of January. He was born January 4th. So we're talking like a couple weeks before the birth of our child. Well, obviously she can't fly.
Yeah.
And so we would be driving to Salt Lake City with an 8.5 month pregnant wife who would be very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And man, did we have to have a sit down conversation with our dear friends and say, hey, man.
Yeah.
We're talking like front row-ish you two. We are on the floor. We are right there. But for the safety of my child and the comfort of my pregnant wife, we have to sell the tickets.
Yeah.
I still blame you, Luke. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. So we flat out missed it.
Yeah.
And God blessed us because we bought those tickets like right when they went on sale, and then we sold them for like four times. We had to get rid of these, and we didn't mean, you know, but you know, so we put them up, you know, on one of those websites or whatever, and ended up like paying for Christmas and helping with the birth of the child.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it became a blessing, but it was very emotional.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, we were sad.
I'm sure.
And then it wasn't until like 6 years later when they, you know, they did another, they were, hey, record in another tour, and we actually got to go see them. And it was incredible, but
I almost missed the birth of my oldest daughter. She was due like April, I can't do the math in my head right now, but she was due like late April, early May.
Okay.
She was born on April 6th, so her birthday's coming up. A couple days, actually.
2 days.
I was in Amarillo at the wedding of a good friend of mine, one of my dearest friends in the whole world, on April 4th. The wedding was April 4th, so I lived in Silver City at the time.
How many hours?
Between Silver City and Amarillo? Oh, gosh. 10?
10 hours?
10 hours.
Okay. Pause.
Driving.
Let me ask you a question. You know your wife's due.
No. My wife's due like a week or two after this. This is our first baby. She's not traveling. She's staying home.
I know.
But we were inexperienced. Will you let me tell the story before you start hammering me, please? Oh, this is perfect soap opera music.
Go ahead, buddy.
I got both of you guys. All right. Bring it on. Bring it. Intern Doug, I thought we were friends, bro.
We are.
Go ahead.
All right, so Brendan and I talked about it. My friend asked me to be in his wedding long before we knew the exact or the approximate due date.
Yeah.
Everybody was telling us, our first child, everybody that we knew, their first child was late. In our minds, we're having this conversation. So I'm like, okay, what I can do is Brenda's mom can come over from Alamogordo and stay the weekend with Brenda while I'm out of town.
Mm-hmm.
This is before cell phones. This is before.
Yeah.
So if anything happens, she can call me. I'm staying at Mike's parents' house.
Yeah.
So we go through the wedding, 5 o'clock Sunday morning on April the 5th. Mike's mom comes down to the basement where I'm spending the night. Mike and his wife are gone.
Right.
His new wife are gone. Mike's mom comes down and says, Sam, your wife's on the phone.
Oh.
And I had stayed up the night before talking to another dear friend who was at the wedding. We hadn't seen each other until the wedding, and so we visited until about 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh.
So I get up and I get on the phone. Hi, she goes, well, my water broke. Water broke. Okay, so that's the beginning of labor, technically.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, I know. It
you
gets better.
You're stressing me out,
but
bro.
Wait, there's more. So I say, okay, sweetheart, I've been up all night talking, so I'm going to get a couple more hours of sleep, and then I'm going to get in the truck, and I will get there as fast as I can. And I'll stop along the way and call and check on your progress. Okay, so I lay down. I can't sleep.
Right.
My first daughter, oh, I didn't know at the time, but my first kid is fixing to be born. So I get up, I get dressed, I leave. I make it to Portales.
Okay.
I stop at a good friend of mine's house there, and I say hi. They were on their way to church. I mean, I met them as they're coming out. The timing
was
perfect.
This was pre-cell phones,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah, they were, because I'm thinking, where can I find a phone? I don't have any change for a payphone.
Right.
So I'll go to Randy's house. And Randy and Joan are coming out of their house as I'm walking up the walk. Sam, what are you doing here? I'm on my way back to Silver City. Can I borrow your phone? And I just, you know, spew all this stuff. So, yeah, come on, use the phone.
That's long distance. That's like 35 cents a minute.
I know, but I paid them back. They're international missionaries now, so, you know, right. I paid them back a bunch. But so I call Brenda. How's it going? Well, nothing's happening. I went to the doctor. No major contractions, no major pain. I went to the doctor. He said, go home, rest, and if any major pain start, to call him, and then he'll meet at the hospital.
Okay. Yeah.
So, Portales. I drive for another 4 hours. I get to Alamogordo to my mom and dad's house. By this time, it's later in the day, a little later in the day. I call Brenda. Brenda says, nothing's happening. I have no pains whatsoever.
Yeah.
Her mom is still there. No pains. The doctor says, we're at the point now that if nothing happens between now and 8 o'clock in the morning, come in at 8 o'clock in the morning, and we will induce labor. So I'm like, okay, this is my chance. So my mom, typical, this was their first grandchild, my mom says, you know, Sam, I could drive you over so you could sleep, and then Dad could bring your truck to Silver City tomorrow. So I'm like, yeah, you just want to see your grandbaby. That's sneaky, but that's I'll take it. So, okay, let's do this. So mom drives me to Silver City. I crash out in the car because I'm exhausted by this point.
Yeah.
I get there. Nothing happens. 8 o'clock in the morning, Brenda and I drive to the hospital. We walk into the maternity room. Now, this is our first child. This is our first experience. And we've seen in the movies women giving birth and all this.
Yeah.
And there were a couple of other ladies delivering that I could hear. And there's this one lady going, I can't help her! And I turned to Brenda and I said, sweetheart, if you scream like that, I am out of here. I cannot handle that. So we get our room. They give her the Pitocin and she starts having major pains.
Yeah.
And they work through the whole process and then Stephanie is born. Brenda didn't scream or yell. She's not a real loud person. She kind of grunted with this real throaty grunt like that. So after Stephanie was delivered, they laid her up on Brenda's belly. And Brenda goes, hi, baby, because she was so hoarse, you know. So Stephanie's been having therapy for years.
Brenda's going to kill you.
She's going to kill me.
Okay.
I tell this same story all the time, but I made it. So I almost missed it.
Incredible.
It makes a great story.
It does.
But it was one of those things where we thought it was going to be okay.
Oh,
Brenda,
man.
And I will say this.
I have like ulcers from your story.
Me too. If Brenda would have said... I have ulcers from living it, bro.
Yeah.
If Brenda would have said, please don't go to the wedding, I would have called my friend.
Absolutely.
And said, but because she said, in fact, she even said, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
Mom's going to be here. I'll be fine. If something happens, I'll call you.
Yep.
And I was on standby. We had any place I was where there was a phone, I called her and gave her the number to that place where I was.
Yeah.
Just in case. I mean, again, because it was before cell phones and stuff. So, thankfully, that's the only close call that I ever had of missing any of the five births of my children. And I made the births of my grandchildren, except for the twins, because they came emergency, and I couldn't get there.
Right.
Brenda got there in time for the emergency birth of the twins.
Okay.
But I had to stay here with Emily and Riley here in Albuquerque until everything worked out, and then they had to go to Lubbock and all that stuff. So I wasn't involved in the beginning of that, but it is a crazy crazy thing. And I like the caller who called in about the World Series.
Question. Here's what's happening. If you just joined us, Daniel Murphy, second baseman for the New York Mets, his wife went into labor opening day this last week.
Yeah.
And he took paternity leave. He left. He's missing the first three Mets games, or has missed the first three Mets games.
This is
authorized by Major League Baseball.
Yeah, and if you don't know who Daniel Murphy is, he's a very good baseball player.
He's a pretty vital part of their lineup.
He's not necessarily the franchise player, but he's close to the franchise player. So
really
it's not
is.
Like
because David
not
Wright
like a,
to me is really kind of up there in age. He's
And Murphy's kind of the next David Wright. From all indications, so it's not like he's just one of the guys on the team.
Yeah.
He's a big part of the team.
He's a big part of the team.
Throw that part into
New York media has just been tracking crashing because it's like, bro, what are you going to do? How are you going to help your wife? So he flew back to Florida, missed the first three games of the Mets season, and so we thought we'd open it up, you know, and it's kind of gone all over the place, and I love it. Have you ever missed the birth of a child? Was there ever any extreme circumstances? What would be the extreme circumstance that you would miss the birth? Yeah. Like that last caller who said, what if it was the World Series?
Now, see, I have a theory about the World Series. Let's say that it's game one of the World Series.
All right.
And your wife is going to deliver on that day. Here's what I would propose.
Okay.
I would be with my wife for the birth.
Okay.
And as long as it was okay with her, then I would go back.
Yeah, but how do you know? Like,
because she, no, as long as she said.
Some births take hours.
I know, but and taking that risk, I would go ahead and take that risk to miss the first game of the World Series.
Yeah, but you'd be like a catcher, and the second that ball crosses the plate, all right, healthy.
And wife is fine. Yeah. Everybody's fine. She's taken care of.
Pinch hitter in the
fourth. And I'm a Major League Baseball player. I got lots of money. I can hire all kinds of people to help. But, you know, it is the World Series.
I was going to say, have you ever been to a World Series? Because I have. The traffic is stupid.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way.
Yeah. But, I'm a rich Major League ball player. I'll have a helicopter drop me to second
base.
That's
true. Okay.
So, you know.
To second base.
But what if it's the Super Bowl and there's only one?
One game. Now, that's
there's only one Super Bowl.
Now, that's a good question.
505-338-3700, the phone number.
That's
Static.
A good question, Doug.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing
well. I got some input on this.
Okay.
My wife and I, we don't have kids. I'm 50 now. But we do have a dog, and I love this dog to death. Like, he's my son. And I would have given anything to have been there for his birth.
All right.
Yes. Right on.
Yeah. There you go.
Thanks.
Thanks for the call. All right. 505-338-3700. We have a bunch of comments on Facebook as well.
Yes, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Would there ever be a time where you would miss the birth of your child for work or any other event? Patty Dickinson said, yes, I'd miss it to go see Captain America or you two. Daniel says, I wish I would have missed the time my daughter was born in the car at the airport exit.
Oh my gosh!
Yes, Thebe says, no, teleportation device.
Shh. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Stephanie Bear says, I'm pretty sure that the baby would just follow me there.
I still love Patty's. That's perfect.
Brandy says, nope, and I pray for the people that would condemn someone for doing so.
Yeah.
And Matt Peterson says, well, when episode 7 comes out.
Yeah. Yeah. Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, my husband and I do not have kids yet, but we are actually currently trying for our first one.
Okay.
And my husband is being very difficult now that we're trying. He keeps saying, there's no way in this world I'm going to get him into that delivery room with me. He doesn't want to see it. He doesn't want to know. He is going to be at home playing video games, and I can let him know when they get here.
Wow.
Oh.
And,
I'm hoping he changes his mind, but...
You know, we can call somebody from the Baptist Mafia to take care of that.
I was going
to
say, we know people who know people, gosh.
I'll make him an offer he can't refuse.
Here's the thing. Like, I have a friend who is very squeamish.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to see it. The doctors were very cool in allowing to, like, place sheets and stuff in certain, and he just kind of stood the other way and held his wife's hand and got through it, barely,
and
but
I
got through it.
Yeah,
but so I know that there's that aspect of it, but it's like, dude,
you got to be there.
Selfless.
It's your kid.
Yeah, I'm a little squeamish too, but there was something different about experiencing the birth.
It's a miracle,
and you're witnessing
a miracle.
I'm squeamish to the point where. In other circumstances, I would have freaked out over this, but I was allowed to cut the umbilical cord.
Yeah,
and I did not freak out. I thought I was going to. I was a little nervous, but when the doctor handed me the scissors, and I was like, oh, just cut like this, and it was kind of weird. It felt weird.
Yeah,
but,
I was going to say.
So when I cut it, and then I didn't faint. I didn't do, because it was the miracle of life.
Absolutely.
It was incredible. It was incredible.
For me, one of my boys, I wasn't able to, and a nurse just was, it was like so quick, and the nurse did that, and I felt like betrayed.
Yeah,
you just stole
you cheated
that from
me. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're lucky my son was just born. I want to fight you.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, somebody put on some Michael Jackson knife fight in the delivery room.
That's right.
It was very sad.
So maybe your husband will come around.
Yeah. That's the hope.
Well, here's hoping. This is the guy that does pass out whenever I have to get a shot for anything. I mean,
yeah, it could
see,
be.
See, that was like a buddy of mine. He's very squeamish, so I don't know.
Just pray that he gets some intestinal fortitude
between now and then.
Or at least get him to go to the hospital.
Yeah. You know, they have handheld game devices, so he can play games while he's sitting in the waiting room.
Thanks for the call.
Of course. Have a good day, guys.
Me too. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Yeah, here's the thing. We have a similar story, but a different outcome, because when Brody was going to be born, I got a phone call from a buddy of mine who's a pastor in Clarksville, Tennessee, Kevin Miller. He used to be pastor here at Calvary Albuquerque, and he does an event every year called The Uprising, and it's this giant outreach, and there's no way I ever want to miss it. I got to MC the first one, and I wouldn't miss it for the world, because you get to experience, man, hundreds of people hearing the gospel and people coming. There's nothing like it.
Yeah.
Well, he called me and said, hey, we're doing the next uprising. It's going to be amazing. It's November 12th. Brody was due November 16th. And it was like, oh man, that was 4 days, you know?
Yeah.
And so my wife and I talked about it. And so I called him back and said, hey, but the second I told him, hey, my son is due, you know, like 4 days out, it was like, oh, no, you know? And it's like, well, you know, with technology today, I probably could have gone and flown back. Cause the funny thing is Brody wasn't born. He was late. He was our late baby.
Yeah. Okay.
But my wife did say, nah, it's really close. And so, so I, as a good husband, stayed home. I'm just kidding.
I stayed home and pouted the entire time.
I stayed home and pouted the whole time going, I could have gone.
I could have gone.
This kid isn't even here. Static.
Hey, kind of to chime in. Well, not so much of the actual discussion about the baseball player, although, you know, I definitely agree that he should be there for the birth of his kid. Like,
yeah.
I said, his kid is so important. But actually, and you know, forgive me for telling the story, but my brother... my older brother, you know, he's married, he's got one little girl, and his wife is pregnant, was pregnant with twin boys, and he's a police officer, so
last
Sunday, all day, he was out dealing with, you know, the riot and all, and the crowd and protests and all that. You know, he had an awful day, and so my mom had gone over to his wife's house, you know, in the evening. You know, his wife was, kind of paranoid about things and worried that things would be out of hand, and of course worried about my brother. So my mom was there for a couple hours, then she came back when Ryan called and said, oh, things are winding down. And then then she called my mom like half an hour. She got home, it was like 10:30. She's like, my water just broke.
Oh,
wow.
So my mom rushes over there, and they take her to the hospital and stuff. My brother finds out, and he gets off work, and he goes to the hospital. I actually haven't had a chance to ask him, but I'm pretty sure he probably ran code to the hospital just because he could.
Right.
And apparently he got there 10 minutes before his first date.
Wow.
First date.
Incredible.
Man.
Incredible.
So, yeah.
Great story. Don't apologize for telling a good story.
No, that's a great story.
Apologize if the story sucks.
That's
but that
right.
was a good one.
Okay.
There you go, man. How are you too? 505-338-3700, the phone number. It's just before 8 o'clock. You want to take a quick peek at traffic?
Yes, let's
all right,
do that.
Dougie Doug, here we go.
Traffic.
All right, we still got traffic lights flashing red in all directions at Spain and Wyoming, so treat that as a four-way stop. And then just your normal slowdown at Paseo and Jefferson and I-25, starting to slow down a little bit eastbound I-40 as well. So other than that, no accidents to speak of as of right now.
All right, traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. And man, some great stories this morning talking about Daniel Murphy, second baseman for the New York Mets, who took some flack from sports writers and sports radio because he decided to take 3 days off, which just happened to coincide with the opening of this year's Major League Baseball season. Hey, he wanted to witness the birth of his child, be there with his wife, and kind of the old school tough guy jock.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, bro, it's the game.
Yeah.
You don't miss the game.
Yeah.
So he's been taking some flack, but he said, hey, I'm authorized 3 days of paternity leave by Major League Baseball. I'm going to take them. Your thoughts. We also posted a question of the day. Would you ever or did you ever miss the birth of a child for an event? Patty Dickinson still wins the internet for my favorite response, as if she could ever miss
read
the birth
again,
of a child.
Read it again.
She said, yes, I'd miss it to go see Captain America or you two.
That's classic. Oh.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Coming right back, some Josh Carrolls, more of your comments on Facebook, and more of this conversation. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Get ready for a jolt. Ready?
Wake up!
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Wake up!
On Static Radio.
And here comes trouble. Here comes trouble.
Traffic for you this morning. Near normal slowdown if you're in the Paseo Jefferson I-25 area. You still got traffic lights flashing red in all directions at Spain and Wyoming, so treat that as a four-way stop. And then just your normal slowdown at I-40 eastbound as you approach the Big Eye. A little slow I-40 westbound around Eubank and Wyoming, and that is it.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Aw, yes. If you're just joining us, we've been talking about Daniel Murphy, second baseman for the New York Mets. And before you tune out because you're not a sports fan, there's way more to it than that.
That's right.
He is the second baseman, as I said, for the New York Mets. And this last week kicked off opening day, 2014 new baseball season. Well, he left the team opening day to be with his bride because she was about to give birth to their first child. Not only was it a child, it's a first child.
First child.
First child.
That makes it even more, yeah.
Daniel Murphy's wife went into labor on opening day, so he jumped in a car and then flew to Florida to be present for the birth. And then he decided to take the 3 full days of paternity leave allowed for Major League Baseball players, which sounds pseudo-normal until you talk to sports writers who lost their minds.
Yeah.
We had some sports writers saying, it's not like you're going to be breastfeeding. Bro. Play the game.
Yeah.
And he got trashed by New York media for taking time off of his job, if you will, to be with his wife for the birth. Some of my favorite quotes. Quote, I mean, one day I understand. You go see the baby be born and come back. You're a Major League Baseball player. You can hire a nurse to take care of the baby if your wife needs help. What are you going to do? You going to sit there and look at your wife in the hospital bed for 2 days? End quote. Or this one. For a baseball player, you take a day, you're back in the lineup the next day. I guarantee you're not sitting there holding your wife's hand, end quote.
Oh, man.
Some really just manly men in that sports writing community.
Yeah.
Do you think they're more mad that he missed the game for the birth or that he took the other 3 days off as well?
I think it's more that he took the extra time off. I think they would give him a little bit of grace for the birth. At least based on what some of the quotes are.
Yeah,
that's what I'm interpreting.
Yeah,
but still, it's just 3 days.
Yeah, it's three
just
days,
three games.
There's 162 games in a Major League Baseball season. He's missing the first three games. Chime in with your thoughts. 505-338-3700.
And maybe he likes being married to his
wife,
like some of those guys. The radio personalities don't like being married to their wife, or don't have a wife anymore, or have had multiple wives.
So,
which, and based on some of these quotes, I can understand why they would not be. I mean, I don't want to judge the guy, but I guess I just have.
Yeah, you did. That's,
sorry.
Yeah. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We posted this as well as a question of the day. Have you ever missed the birth of a child for an event, or is there an event that would cause you to miss the birth of a child?
Yes, Natalie says, isn't that what Skype is for? Tanya
that came
says,
from a female.
Yeah.
That's great.
Tanya says, I don't know how I would have made it through either birth without my hubby's hand to crush, hold.
Yeah.
I'm so thankful that his job allowed him to be there for both and for more than 3 days off after. Derek says, never, unless Breaking Bad is on.
Oh, my gosh.
And Casey says, I feel bad for this guy for doing the right thing. Good for you, Mr. Baseball Player.
Yeah,
yes.
There you go.
Daniel Murphy.
You know, some of the best comments have been from moms.
I know.
Yes. I have been dying. It's been very entertaining for me.
It has been
I have
very
loved
fun.
It.
If you want to be entertained on your Friday morning, you just need a good laugh. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Some incredible quotes from our listeners.
The lady who said, I'm pretty sure the baby would follow me there.
Oh, that was a good one, too.
And then the other one. What was the other
Patty
one? Patty
said she'd miss the birth of her child for Cap or you, too.
That's right.
Which is just magical to think about.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I didn't think about the question and how really it's a dude question.
Yeah, I can't have this baby yet until after the concert and after the movie.
Static.
Hey, it's Thebes.
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 Hey, buddy.
Hey, man. So here's the deal.
Okay.
If, let's say, for football.
Yeah.
You're at the whatever the thing is.
The Super Bowl.
Super Bowl, yeah. If you're getting paid that much money, you can have a midwife come to the stadium and do this. Okay? You can actually have your kid at the stadium.
How cool would that be?
Yeah, that would be the perfect scenario. Yeah.
You were born at the Super Bowl.
That's right.
Yes. So that's exactly what I would end up having happen.
And then you name your kid Lombardi after the trophy that you're hoisting because you were at the game that you won.
Come here, little Vince.
Sure.
Come here, little Vince.
Yeah, and so in that vein, I guess we got some questions for Doug. I mean,
okay.
Oh man.
Okay, you've got to answer these.
Okay.
And you are going to be judged from here on out by your answers. Okay?
I'm glad I'm here for this.
Thieves, did you compile these questions with anybody else?
No.
Okay, right. These are
not at
okay.
All.
He is a longtime listener.
Yes.
And intern Doug, a rite of passage really is about to happen.
That's right. That's
okay, you got to answer these very truthfully and quickly.
Okay.
All right. Do you have any tattoos?
Yes.
Okay. Favorite shoes?
Vans.
Okay. make and model of car you drive?
I drive a 93 Toyota Corolla.
Oh, man.
He's an intern!
I had to trade in my truck so my wife could get a better car.
Hey,
and I took her car in return.
What a man.
Points right there.
Yeah.
Have you ever been out of New Mexico?
Yes.
Where?
I've been to Colorado, Arizona, Chicago, Rhode Island, Connecticut, Massachusetts, and New York.
Wow.
Best place to eat in Albuquerque?
Sadie's.
Ugh.
Wrong.
Oh, no.
How do you drink your coffee?
I usually get either French press or two shots.
Yeah.
Just straight up.
Black?
With a little bit of sugar and cream. Not a lot, though.
Come on!
I don't get caramel like Mateo gets just drenched in caramel.
This is true.
Making a milkshake, calling it coffee.
Yeah. That's okay. You'll grow up someday.
Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to see what we're dealing with here.
Okay. All right.
Okay. All right.
Good question.
Love you guys.
Love
that was
you
great.
Too, man.
Love you too, Thieves.
All right. Thieves, man.
That's awesome.
It was good.
That was good.
Hey, I think you passed.
I hope so.
Mostly.
Well, I hope so.
Static!
Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
So I have a story to unravel for you.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So late at night, you know, the ladies, they get the crazy hungry things at night, and they want ice cream.
The
and
cravings,
stuff.
Yes, well, the munchies.
She said something about waters and breaking, so I figured she wanted me to go to the lake and break off some ice and get some cold water. So I walk around the mountain to go break the ice with hammer. See, at no point in time I missed childbirth. I heard it the whole time. But I just wasn't there. So I get back with the ice, and there's a bear, and then, you know, the bear helped give the birth, and then we had the baby.
Wow.
Okay, now bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was a great story.
Static?
Hey, guys.
Hello.
This is SB.
Hey, Steph.
So I did comment that, and then I realized that you're right. It is more of a guy question.
It really is. It's kind of impossible for the female to miss the birth of a child.
Exactly. Although, you know, if it so happens that in the future we need to use, like, a surrogate mom, it's possible that I could miss the birth of the child.
Yeah. That's true.
And I suppose on the kind of drugs you have, you might physically be there, but you might miss the birth.
Yes, this is also true.
That's true. Most women that I've talked to don't really remember what happened, like, after they gave them the drugs.
Well, going into what Thieves said about having your son born at the Super Bowl, would there be an event where you'd be like, I'm going to it, and if I give birth here, then I can say, hey, you were born at a U2 concert.
Would
there be anything like that?
You know what? I would probably want to do it at the thing on Labor Day weekend that you guys do.
Freedom Fest, we don't do that anymore.
Oh my gosh.
We haven't done that for like 3 years.
I was in Bible college, in seminary for, since, no wonder I didn't hear anything about it, but, from 2009 until 2000.
Sadly, much like the prom that was canceled this next week, lack of interest and support, so they were fundraisers that raised no money, actually cost us thousands. So about 3 years ago, Cliffs did it by themselves for a little while. So the last two, they did without us. So, but then
I'm gonna have to tell my friend that because she's like, I'm gonna buy you guys tickets so I don't have to go to Freedom Fest today.
Yeah, we haven't had that for like 3 years.
Oh.
However, coming up at the end of the month, our big fundraiser. So if people love Static Radio and want to support us, be good that way too.
Yeah, absolutely.
MyStaticRadio.com. Thanks, SB.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Well, all right. It's 8:31.
It is.
I know we have. I think Gina's out there waiting for us.
You got to do an interview.
We got interviews and such and whatnot.
So I got a jet.
Ugh. Always makes me sad.
Oh, me too. Me too. But I love being on air.
Yeah.
Love hanging out with you guys, Doug. It's been awesome hanging out with you this
morning,
man.
Every Friday.
Good
dude, right?
Yeah.
He's a good dude.
I've been getting to know Doug more and more, and even this morning, get to be with him on air, that's even more exciting. So it was great. We miss Mateo, but Doug did a good job filming. You did good, man.
Thank you.
You did good.
I want to
say that publicly.
Nicely done. See, look at that. You got the praise of the Baptists. That's good, man.
Well, at least one of us.
At least one. There you go. You did say you had tattoos, so you lost about 2/3 of Hoffmantown. So I'm just kidding.
You are going to get emails on that one.
I am. Hey, studio at mystaticradio.com. I grew up there. Todd Cook was my youth pastor. Deal with it.
Yeah, okay,
all right.
Okay.
So I go way back, bro.
Yeah, you do.
Way back. Even pre-Todd. Tracy Creech.
That's
he was
right.
When I was a little dude.
I remember Tracy.
Yeah. So
cool.
There you go.
Awesome.
All right, Sam Swan.
It's been a good day, fellas.
It has.
Thank
go
you.
Enjoy your home opener.
I'm going to get to watch
Wrigley
it on
Field.
TV.
It's beautiful.
That's right.
Got your jersey on.
Got it on.
Beautiful day for baseball. All right, coming up, we're going to be talking with Gina about how you can help out with some fifth graders going to camp. It's really easy, especially if you love donuts. That's right around the corner.
That show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party. On Static Radio.
Man, you guys are doing a tremendous job out there on the roads today. Just traffic lights still flashing red at Spain and Wyoming. And just your normal slowdown, Paseo, I-25, Jefferson. That area, everything else runs smooth.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. Enjoyed a iced Americano this morning from SoPo.
I got my two shots, as usual.
Yeah.
Of coffee, of espresso. Just to clarify.
Could you imagine? It'd be a different way to start your morning.
Yeah.
You probably would have had a totally different morning show today.
Probably really horrible.
Yeah.
And I probably still wouldn't be here right now.
Joining us in studio to my left, Gina, welcome to the show.
Hello. Well, thank you.
How are you?
I'm good.
You seem nervous.
I am.
Okay. We got to fix that because you can't be nervous. All right. We're just going to do a little dance off. Okay. Just to get to loosen you up. You and Doug, one-on-one, rap battle, dance-off. I'm sure that'll totally lighten the mood.
Yes. Do you want first or second?
First.
Okay. First!
You all right,
okay,
there you
ready?
Go.
I'm just kidding. You don't have to, really.
Thank you.
You were, like, going to go
but
for
I was,
it.
I was going
to
do
it. You were about to take your headphones off and, like, do this dance rap battle. I should have kept that going. Dang it. I failed. I failed you, Doug. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
You are here for a very rad purpose because, you love children.
Yes.
I love donuts.
Excellent.
So let's partner. Calvary Albuquerque is doing something really rad this weekend to help, fund something going on this summer, right? So tell us a little bit about this fifth grade retreat that you've got coming up and how we can help as a community.
Okay, so the fifth grade retreat is to help transition our fifth graders from the Bible Island, which is, you know, like Kidland.
Yeah.
They've been instructed in God's Word for you know, most of them we've had since they were babies.
Wow.
So we're going to be handing them off to the Velocity team here at Calvary, the
Mid-High.
The Mid-High program. And so what we've done is we've done a weekend retreat. Most of these kids have not been away from mom and dad for a night. So it's kind of a big deal for a lot of these kids.
I was going to say, I remember the first time I ever did like a sleepover a night away, I ended up walking home at like 3 a.m. So you better lock those doors.
It is. It is pretty funny. As a matter of fact, yeah, it's a lot.
Has that ever happened?
A lot of kids want it. Like they want their cell phone. They want to be able to call. Oh, and mom and dad want to be like, you know, can I call anytime? So it's just kind of interesting
it's
how that
hilarious.
Works. And as adults, we're thinking it's a night. It's okay.
It's no bigs. It's a night away. They can't wait to get away. 2 a.m. I want to come home. I'm this. You got this.
I was that kid.
I was that kid.
I was that kid.
Oh, it was the worst.
You should see the bags they pack for an overnight.
I'm still
amazing.
That kid.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Still that kid.
Yeah. So we're going to like, it's a weekend retreat where they get to hang and say goodbye to their Bible Island shepherds.
Okay.
And then they get introduced to the Mid-High leaders and small group leaders. So it's a pretty big deal.
Fifth grade to sixth grade is a huge transition just in life in general, because you're going from like that one teacher system where it's like, what are you talking about? This is my day. I've got like reading, and then we do like social studies, and we do all this. And then all of a sudden, sixth grade, you're running from room to room. You don't know where anything is. It's scary. It's a ginormous school.
Absolutely. And it even happens.
And that's just normal life.
Yeah, it even happens here.
Yeah.
You know, just the thought of, oh, what is the Plex? What does that look like? I don't know anybody there. So we do this to help them transition and to feel more comfortable with the leaders.
Okay.
And it's been really successful.
Yeah, I like this.
So, and the donut sale comes in. That helps scholarship the kids. I mean, it would be pretty costly, and we want to make sure that
right.
every kid can go, that it's,
yeah.
that cost is not going to inhibit them. And so we do this so that every child can go to camp if they desire.
I love this idea. This is really cool, because normally a lot of pressure on the parents to try and raise up the funds, because as you said, it is a big transition and it's so vitally important. So is it this weekend services?
It is.
This weekend services.
April 5th and 6th.
All right.
Before and after every service.
Okay. Going to be rocking some Krispy Kreme donuts?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So people need to be bringing their dollar bills?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And we take donations. So even if you don't like donuts, you can just stop by and
all right.
donation.
So this weekend, all services at Calvary Albuquerque, bring some extra dollar bills. I know Doug always walks in. He has a night job. He always walks in loaded with dollar bills. I'm still not sure what
you
that's
about. You can
put
me down for a dozen, because I literally go from I literally go from here on Saturday nights to over here. So
yeah.
you can put me
Perfect.
Down for a dozen, and that's going to take me through my nights.
Yeah, yeah. He's overnights here. He broadcasts a lot. It's six or midnight to 6 a.m. So this guy, yeah.
Yes.
He needs
all
to be hopped up
out.
On
I
the
need
sugar.
Sugar. Yes.
Good. Of course, by 1:20 a.m., he's going to be asleep. So it'll be a lot of great music. But that's cool. So this weekend, where can people go to find information just on what you guys do, whether Bible Island, Veloc, everything that you... I know there's so many different rad ministries, but for your ministry... where can people go to find more information?
We actually, Bible Island actually has their own website, and it's BibleIsland.org.
Okay, cool. Very easy. I like that. Very cool. Because, you know, it's scary. Let's be honest. A lot of times, a big way people pick churches is based upon how cool the kids' programs are for their children. Because you want your children to be instructed well. You want them trained up well. And so, rad. Details, yeah. BibleIsland.org. Okay, cool. BibleIsland.org. You can check out details there. And maybe you weren't planning on attending a service this weekend, or maybe you don't have a home church yet, we invite you to Calvary Albuquerque. All the details, calvaryabq.org, and some Krispy Kreme for you this weekend. All the proceeds benefit this retreat.
That's right.
Very cool.
Thank you.
Hey, you did a really good job.
Thanks. It was the dance thing.
Yes.
Okay.
Really?
Totally. It was just like, oh, they're playing some MJ. I got this. Okay. So maybe you guys want to leave with like a, you want to moonwalk out of here? I mean, I don't know how.
Let's not get crazy.
Okay. Sorry. I'm trying. BibleIsland.org. Amazing. You can find out details there. All right, Gina, you're awesome.
Thanks
for letting me pick on you a little. Rad. We got to take a quick break. Coming back, we have so many guests this morning. It's crazy. We got 9 o'clock, 9:30. Doug, the intern, hanging out this morning.
I will be here.
Mateo is away, so pray for him while he's traveling on the road, playing shows with Host of Heroes and doing his band thing.
Trying to be a superstar,
whatever. He'll be back. They're always back. He will. He'll be back Monday. So, coming right back, though, we've got some Muse, we got some Canopy Climbers, and a lot more things to talk about here on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it. 3, 2, 1.
Yep.
It's here.
It is here. Team Austin Morning Party.
It's like Friday morning, you wake up, and it's like you're on the goal line if this was a football game.
Okay.
And the only thing standing between you and the end zone, which is the weekend, is the defense, which is work or school.
I like this,
and
Doug.
And you just got to just, you know, either you go straight up or you fake the handoff. You go to the outside, throw a pass, tight end in the corner of the end zone. Weekend here.
Touchdown.
Saturday.
All right. You did a good job.
Thank you.
Intern Doug.
Thank
He's
you,
our intern.
You.
This is his very first time on the radio. So if you guys are nervous, this is his first time on the morning show.
Yes.
Wow. Good job.
So
thank you.
Joining us in studio right now, I'm just going to call you the Albuquerque Mothers of Twins Club.
Sounds good.
I doubt this is the whole club.
No, no.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's a, a big
hundred
club.
More.
But couple hundred more?
150. Yeah.
Wow.
That's a lot of twins.
It's a lot of twins. Yeah. That's like 300 kids, man.
At least.
Huh?
See? At least.
Good math. Good math right there.
Yeah.
All right. We wanted to bring you guys in because this weekend you are doing something amazing. It's your semi-annual fundraiser. More than that, we wanted to get to know you.
Oh, nice.
So do you all have twins then?
We do. We
I mean,
all have twins.
I feel
twins,
like you kind of have to have twins in order to be in this
it's
club.
It's a prerequisite, yes.
Has anybody ever tried to get in the club with, like, the solo kid?
Yeah, actually.
What do you do in that situation?
Well, we have bylaws.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So you don't have to be the bad guy, you
no,
just say.
No, unfortunately, okay. The bylaws say.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right. I like that. So talk a little bit about what you guys are doing this weekend, and because obviously a lot going on.
Sure.
So, having twins is, I have three boys myself, but they were all spaced out.
Right.
So I was able to get the like solo hand-me-downs from other friends.
Yeah, nice.
I couldn't imagine like having to get double of everything immediately.
Right,
so,
exactly. Yeah.
Talk a little bit about that.
So we're the Albuquerque Mother of Twins Club.
Okay.
Twice a year we have a semi-annual garage sale fundraiser. It's this Saturday, April 5th, 7:30 in the morning.
Okay.
And all of our members get together, we pool our items, and we sell our stuff. We got tons of stuff, over 20,000 items entered.
Whoa,
so
wow.
Far.
Okay.
That's a lot of stuff.
That is a lot of kids' stuff.
A lot of
yeah.
Strollers, a lot of car seats, that kind of thing. We do a bake sale. We have a food truck. We have vendor booths. And
you guys
proceeds.
Go big.
Yeah, it's huge. It's a huge event. It's a big undertaking for sure. But the proceeds benefit, our club programs, but
okay.
Mostly we work with a lot of charities. We
okay.
do a lot with El Ranchito de los Niños is our big charity this sale.
You have to say that with, like, the Spanish conviction.
I know, Geraldine needs to say it for us.
Because it's like, you live in New Mexico, and
I know.
In New Mexico, it's like the sportscaster or anybody who is super white, and then they get to, like,
Y
Candelaria,
yeah.
And then it goes like crazy Spanish, so I feel like you have to do a better job.
Yeah, say it for us, Geraldine. Say El Ranchito.
You can do it.
It's El Ranchito de los Niños.
That's
there
good.
You go.
There
nice.
You go.
Yeah. That's good.
That's good.
Yeah.
I like that.
So for those of you who don't know, El Ranchito is a children's home in Las Lunas, and their mission is to keep sibling sets together
yeah.
through the foster system. So that's pretty awesome.
Absolutely. We have Clay Schraw from the Aspen Project on every single week talking about foster care and adoption.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, as a sibling myself, I have a brother and a sister. I couldn't fathom being apart from my sibling,
oh, yeah.
especially
then,
when everything else around you is so chaotic.
Right. And then imagine if you're a twin.
Absolutely.
I mean, how heartbreaking is that? They
right.
actually just adopted, they just took in a new set of twins.
Okay.
And so that's why we chose to sponsor them for this specific sale.
That's cool. All
yeah.
right.
Mm-hmm.
That's so the proceeds are going to help them.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep. They're going to help them. They're going to help our club programs. We do a lot with different charities around town. We do
yeah.
Ronald McDonald. We do a lot with the NICUs in the hospital. The
okay.
majority of twins are born into the NICU. They
yeah.
have to spend time in the NICU. And
yeah.
so all of us, most of us have gone through that. And so we like to try and support other families going through that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a great opportunity because, man, let's be honest, when you are having one child, when you're having multiple children, when it's so expensive. I mean, and you're not
yeah.
thinking about that.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
just thinking about the health and well-being of your child or your children, trying to focus on that. And then you're thinking about the $200 car seats you have
yes.
to get. And
right, exactly. Double.
All being up to safety regulations.
Uh-huh.
And now I got to get a double stroller. And now I got to.
Yep.
So
yeah.
Obviously a lot of items there and probably much better quote unquote pricing than like a baby's R Us.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. Much, much better.
So this
pricing
is like a real life Craigslist.
Yeah, exactly. Real time.
A lot more a lot safer though.
A lot safer.
A lot
yeah.
safer though.
We have security,
okay.
It's safe. We
that's good.
You know,
Craig
it's all
won't
organized.
Be there.
No Craig.
Okay, that's good. This is good. I like that. So it's going on this Saturday, you said?
Correct. This Saturday, April 5th, 7:30 in the morning, bright and early. We'll have people lining up as early as 6:30. It's a huge
Is it like Black Friday where people are there at 3 o'clock in the morning camping out? Really? Okay.
Almost.
I was being funny, and now you're people are crazy.
No,
okay,
people
good.
Bring lawn chairs and blankets.
Wow.
So, yes. Yeah,
so get
they
there
do.
Early.
Get there early. And while you're there early, we'll have our vendor booths. You can peruse the vendor booths. We're going to have a gourmet grilled cheese truck.
Wow.
Yeah, so if you're hungry, some grilled cheese. And proceeds from that also to our charity.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
You guys are doing a lot.
Yes.
20,000. And so this is going on Saturday. And where is it located? We got to give the address.
Yes, the address. It's at the Montgomery Church of Christ, 7201 Montgomery Boulevard, just east of Louisiana.
Okay.
Right across from TJ Maxx.
Okay. Totally know that area.
Yeah.
There's like a little Caesars in there.
Exactly. That's
random
it.
Shoe place.
Yep.
Okay.
Shoes on a shoestring.
There you go.
That's it.
I knew there was something there. So right across the street from that, Montgomery Church of Christ, this Saturday from 7:30 a.m. till 2 p.m. But I'm willing to bet if there are that many people camping out, you want to get there as early as possible to get the good stuff.
That's true. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And that, man, thank you so much. This
thank
is incredible.
You. Thank
you guys
for
obviously
us.
Doing a lot. As I said, three boys. Cannot fathom multiple babies at the same time.
Oh, yeah. My dad and stepmom just 2 years ago, my sisters, twins, hospital for about a month.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
right.
They had to do all that. And the same thing, it's, you know, not just a car seat.
Yeah.
Car seats, not just, you know, outfits, but, not just for one kid, but then you got to get for another kid.
So I know you got
diapers.
You have items in there, but do you have cars there too?
Cars. Well, Tonka trucks, you know,
I mean
Lego
like
trucks.
Car. I mean like, yo, we need a minivan.
Like a minivan, you know. I bet in the past, you know, we've actually had this sale going on for 27 years.
Wow.
Yeah, we've been doing it a long time. I would not be surprised if someone has sold a car at one point.
I'm willing to bet because with our youngest now, it's like, you know, we got to get a bigger car. You have to upgrade.
Yes,
are there
going
to be any like you should have contractors just standing out there on the curb waiting to, so that they can help you build like tri-level bunk beds.
Exactly.
I mean, we're going to expand
it's
this.
It's an untapped
all right?
market. Yeah.
We're going to go huge. All right. Go big or go home. That's what I say. So it is going down tomorrow, 7:30 a.m. till 2 p.m. Rain or shine, Montgomery Church of Christ. It's located at 7201 Montgomery Boulevard. We're going to post all the information at our Facebook page as well. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio so you can see more about that. And if you want to know what's going on with the club, amotc.org. You can find out about upcoming events. You can find out about how you can possibly join the club, all you moms of twins out there.
Mm-hmm.
What about dads of twins?
We have a dad of twin member.
Cool.
We do. He's a stay-at-home dad. Yeah.
So you guys
shout out to our
like,
dad.
You're going to have to like change this now. It's going to have to be parents of twins.
That's right.
It's 2014. We got to get politically correct, yo.
Twins and triplets and everyone else. Yep.
Yeah. So do you have, is it just set up for twins or what
no,
if there's like the quadruplets?
We do. There's twins, triplets, and higher order multiples.
Wow.
So any higher order multiple.
That'd be a really long drawn out club name though. So
right.
I get
exactly.
Why you didn't do
twins
that.
Club.
Yeah.
But we have quite a few members that have two sets of twins
or
a set of triplets and a set of twins or.
Amazing.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. You jump in here.
Hi.
Hi.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Our club has actually been around for 50 years in the Albuquerque area, and we're one of the founding clubs for our national organization as well.
Okay.
So we've been having this sale for 27 years, but we've been around for a long time.
Do you guys have leather? Are you like the motorcycle clubs you see around town?
We should.
You guys should get. Hey,
we have T-shirts.
I am helping revolutionize this club for 2014.
Right. You're getting some great ideas.
Come
here.
Come on, because you know there's like those terrible TV shows like Sons of Anarchy, which is about a motorcycle club. But I mean, you literally have sons or daughters. You have children, twins.
Yeah.
We're gonna come up with a really rad biker name. We're going to get
Sounds
you guys
good.
Leather.
Get matching tattoos.
Yes. And minivans.
And the minivans.
Yeah.
See, neither does my wife. My wife refuses. She refuses to pull the trigger on that because she says she will never, ever, ever be the soccer mom in a minivan. Ever.
That's what big SUVs are for.
Ah, that's what she said. And then I remind her that gas prices suck right now. So
they do, but yeah. I love my SUV.
All right. All right. We'll talk off air. I'm just kidding. Are you guys, did you convert to minivans? Come on, let's be honest.
My husband wanted the minivan.
Really?
So he drives the minivan. Okay. I drive the SUV.
There you go. Yeah, wow.
So we compromise.
You have to?
Both minivan.
Okay, yeah, both minivan.
I have three kids.
See, I got three as well. What do I? Let's talk. Let's get this minivan thing going.
Four.
We'll get leather. We'll get minivan. Do you guys have the doors that automatically open? Come on.
No,
it's a little more high tech. I know. I know. It's a little scary. Anyways. The Albuquerque Mothers of Twins Club, their semi-annual garage sale fundraiser. It is tomorrow, 7:30 a.m. Rain or shine at the Montgomery Church of Christ, 7201 Montgomery Boulevard. We're posting all the details at our Facebook page. Get there early because there's the crazies who like to steal all the stuff.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Not steal. They purchase it.
No, obviously. We love our crazies.
Yeah.
Come
no,
out.
That's good.
Come out.
That's good. Are there a lot of crazy pregnant people just like fighting for? I've seen like when brides go nuts for like dresses.
Yeah.
It's not quite
that intense.
Okay.
It's Albuquerque. We're laid back.
You've
here.
Got like a lot of emotions running through. You got extra kids in your belly.
That's right.
So
oh,
I just,
yeah.
I kind of want to just go people watch.
Right.
So, man.
Yeah.
And the gourmet grilled cheese.
And the gourmet grilled cheese.
Yeah. Very curious.
Karen
about
Havarti,
that.
That's what I'm
they're
going
to They're going to be fighting over that. This is crazy. You guys are setting it up for like a Royal Rumble. This is great.
All
right. Smart. This is smart. Mm-hmm. Raising funds, if you would like more information, amotc.org or, of course, our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Thank you, ladies, for coming
in
here.
Thank you.
So awesome.
Yes,
it's really
is.
Cool. So you guys are doing great stuff. As
Thank
a parent,
you.
I say right on because I know how expensive it gets to purchase things. So this is good. All right.
Let the broadcasting of the disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
Good morning.
Hello.
It is 9:30. Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party.
Show's almost gone.
I know. Intern Doug, you've done a fantastic job
Thank
today.
Thank you. I've had a blast.
I have enjoyed having you in studio. It sucked a lot less than I thought it was going to.
Yes.
So, good job, buddy.
Thank you.
Proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, well, we've been having some rad friends in studio, and I feel like we're going out on top here. This is crazy. Welcoming into the studio. Should I just call you Miss? Is it Mrs. Albuquerque?
Yes.
I mean,
Mrs.
you're
Albuquerque,
married.
United States.
But to me, Mrs. Albuquerque feels like you're married to Albuquerque. But you're not. You're married to Gabe.
I am. I guess you could call him Mr. Albuquerque.
Gabe, do you call yourself Mr. Albuquerque?
I do.
Okay.
Mostly in the shower. I'm washing my. I am Mr. Albuquerque. I am Mr. Albuquerque.
Oh, this is so fantastic.
We've had the mayor and Mrs. Mr. and Mrs. Albuquerque this week.
We had the mayor on yesterday. I feel like this tops it. Sorry, Mayor Barry, because he's a really rad guy. But this is crazy. Mr. and Mrs. Albuquerque. Welcome. So what did you have to do to attain the title of Mr. Albuquerque?
Me, I had to marry somebody totally awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here's the thing. You usually hope that your bride is more attractive than you, but not so attractive that it becomes suspicious. So what did you do?
Well, this is suspicious. This is radio. But this is totally suspicious.
Oh, I feel like I've known you forever just because now we're talking off air friends and everything. And it's like, I'm going to poke fun at Gabe now because
I think,
we're bros.
I think you should. I think we are bros and I think you should.
This is great. You guys are in here actually for a very important thing because as we're talking off air, April is there. It's a big deal for a lot of things. In fact, we had the mayor on yesterday talking about Child Abuse Prevention Month. And so they'll be doing something at Civic Plaza today. It is also National Autism Awareness Month. Or as you coined it, because it's all about children this month.
Yeah.
So it's kind of Love Kids Month.
Absolutely.
I mean, in any way, shape, or form, I mean, that's what it's about. But obviously, you two have an incredible story and are very passionate about National Autism Awareness Month. So let's dive in. How did you first get involved with what you guys are going to be doing tomorrow? How did this come about?
Go ahead, Melissa.
Well, our daughter, Layla, was diagnosed with autism last year in October. And she was diagnosed at the age of 4, which is actually kind of behind the schedule because had we known the signs of autism,
right.
she would have been diagnosed much sooner. She could have gotten therapies. She would have been able to start speech therapy, everything much sooner had I known what was going on, had I paid attention to the signs.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of my mission to help other families know the signs, so when their kids are having trouble and, moms are pulling their hair out not knowing what to do with their kids,
yeah.
so they can know where to go get help, to go have that starting point to, see what's going on.
Yeah, because as we were talking again off air, as a parent of three, I have three boys, and as a dad, boys start acting out at the grocery store, the natural response is, hey, do we need to go talk in the bathroom,
Yeah.
And obviously, you can't just do that, especially if... if you're unaware and you don't know the signs, how to handle that. So, as we said, we're trying to raise awareness. How do we know the signs? What are the signs? How can we discover what those signs are? How did that happen for you guys?
Well, for us, it was a big sign of it was speech delays. And she wasn't catching up, and I always thought that she would. And other things, like not responding to your name when called, that's a natural response that starts at about 8 months.
Mm.
And so when kids aren't doing that, that's a sign. Or, when they're just completely content being completely alone and playing alone without, noticing that, no one's playing with them.
Right.
Or, when there's a difference in a tantrum and a meltdown, a tantrum is to get attention. Say most kids, in the grocery store,
yeah.
they're throwing their kid, putting a show on for mom. But then whenever there's no regard for, attention or their own safety and they can't calm themselves down, that could be a sign of autism.
Okay. Yeah.
And one of the things is we initially thought that's really cool about Layla that, she can hang out and play by herself and she's totally
right.
content. We thought, man,
independent.
She is, exactly. We thought that
she's
is so
confident.
Awesome.
Yeah.
She's super confident. That's rockstar. That's awesome. But we did delay, and we kept saying, she'll catch up. She'll,
yeah.
kids develop at different rates. So, we recommend talk to your doctor. If you're seeing any of these things, it doesn't necessarily mean that your kid or your child is autistic.
Right.
But talk with your pediatrician.
Yeah.
Ask them about these things and see where they take you because they're the professionals.
Yeah.
We're newbies, we're rookies, and we're not medical professionals. We play one on television,
yeah.
but other than that.
Well, as you mentioned television, that's really sadly kind of the awareness meter because as I was saying off air for me, Parenthood, that television show, that was the first time I ever even really heard about Asperger's. That's
yeah.
I didn't know what it was,
yeah.
and I thought, well, that's a weird word. What is
right.
that? What does that even mean? Are they? Did he just cuss on the TV show? What is? Why would somebody name that? That.
Yeah.
And so I had no clue, and then all of a sudden, come to find out what it is, and those signs. Because my wife, she works in child, she runs a school and a daycare, and she obviously is educated in those things. I am not.
Right. Right.
It's all television for me,
yeah.
and it's kind of becoming more mainstream, if you will. And you hear about quote unquote autism, but you don't really know what that means or what it is. And so, raising awareness for it and to where people can have an understanding, even if you're not a parent, because as we were saying in a grocery store somewhere, if there's a meltdown, there's those that just look and go, ugh, I wish they would just take care of their child. I wish,
right.
And there's no sensitivity to the fact that this child could be autistic or, and so,
sure.
yeah.
So and the new numbers just recently came out. Melissa, what were those numbers?
1 in 68 kids nationwide are
wow.
diagnosed with autism.
That's that's a much
yeah.
higher number than I would have said or expected
yeah.
in any way.
1 in 42 boys.
1 in 42 boys.
Yeah.
Wow.
So the numbers are going up.
Yeah.
And so as kids are developing, parents might be wondering,
yeah.
gosh, does my kid not even like me? If your child is not showing a lot of affection or doing things that your other children have done or that you've experienced with, other kids
yeah.
that you've known, you might think, gosh, does my child not even like me? Do I suck as a parent? What is the
right,
deal?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, truly.
Yeah. And so, but what if your child is autistic?
Yeah.
And you didn't know that. And that helps to alleviate a lot of fears, a lot of pressure, a lot of sadness
yeah.
when you can find out what it is and
move on from
and
there.
Move on.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about that because, as you said, she was diagnosed this last October, so it's a newer journey for you. It's been some months now. But what has this process been like? How's the Lord carried you guys through this? And how can you, in turn, maybe share with parents who are now discovering or are thinking and needing to go to a pediatrician. Just maybe some share a little bit of insight on how that's been for you guys.
Well, when we first were finding out about it, you know, of course, you know, my heart was broken because everything that I thought her life would be like suddenly felt like it was going to be nothing like that.
Right.
And so Gabe and I, you know, I have this wonderful husband that really supported me during that time. And we decided to, you know, kind of come together, you know, as a couple. And, you know, we prayed together, you know, he lifted me up, you know, and we really sought, you know, some help, you know, locally with other parents and to really, you know, get started. And, you know, even when we finally got the diagnosis, I even felt bad because it almost felt like a relief. But it was because we had answers, you know, because we had had all these struggles and with potty training. I mean, she was, you know, past 4 years old by the time she gave up her diapers. I mean, there's many tears, you know, shed over that. But, you know, I'm grateful that I have this amazing man to be with me that helped me. And, you know, we work together because there's a lot of marriages that can be even, you know, split up over it because of people don't know how to handle the stress. But it's like, you know, we were able to come together. And I thank God for that because, you know, that really has made the difference for us.
Yeah.
So it's incredible. On my end, I'd say, you know, I didn't have the hardest time with it because I thought what I knew of autism was limited.
Yeah.
But I thought, oh man, that means she might be really awesome at math or science or something. Right.
Like, she's going to be an astronaut. It's great.
Like, she's going to have like superpowers. Right. She's like a superhero, right?
No, absolutely.
That's how I
and
was,
not to belittle, I mean, that's how dudes think.
Yeah. So I thought, wow. And Melissa,
I was saying, well, will she ever know love? Will she connect with people? Will she have friends? Will she want to call me when she goes off to college when she's a super genius, if that's what her thing will be?
Sure.
You know, it's like I wanted to have that relationship with her, you know, and I'm learning that she is capable of all of those things.
Yeah.
It's just she goes about it in a different way. And so it's like, you know, our eyes are seeing her in a different light. And so we're able to connect with her now because of that we know what to do.
Yeah.
So we do know that God works all things together for good to those who love him and are called according to his purposes.
Yeah.
So, you know, so those are the things that we want to stand on, that we know that Jesus, that God has created her to be who she is. All of these children that are autistic, God made them. God knows them. He formed them, right?
Yeah.
So we want, you know, our prayer as we go forward, and my prayer is that, you know, we love her like Jesus would. What is she doing, and how can we engage in the areas that God is really, that makes her different, but how can we engage in those things that are different as well?
Right, and affirm those rad qualities.
Exactly.
That, oh, man.
Yeah.
You guys have an incredible story.
Yeah.
It is National Autism Awareness Month. Talk about what you will be doing this weekend.
Tomorrow is the Race for Autism at the Bloom Fiesta Park. It's an event for the New Mexico Autism Society.
Okay.
And what's really cool about being a part of the New Mexico Autism Society is all the money that they raise stays in New Mexico.
Okay.
And it's where I can sit down with other moms who have, you know, kids with autism. We can meet adults with autism because it is a lifelong condition.
Yeah.
And really connect with other people, you know, on Autism Street, so they call it. And kind of, you know, it's really refreshing to be able to talk about something that's been happening, you know, at your house and then having someone say, oh, I know, you know, my son did that for the longest time. And it's kind of just like, oh, it's a relief. Somebody that gets it.
Right.
And it's been, you know, really cool experience for us. And, you know, when you go to events where, you know, your kids can just be themselves.
Yeah.
You know, if they're going to, you know, freak out because the cow at Chick-fil-A is coming by, you know, and it freaks them out.
Right.
The other parents are like, you know, it's okay. Yeah. You know, they're not going to be like, gosh, why is your kid, you know, throwing a fit. You know, it's just, it can be a positive thing for other parents to go, hey, do you need some help?
Which is incredible because as I said, I am a parent as well. I have three boys. And when I hang out with my friends who just don't even have children, I'm apologizing because I'm like, sorry, bro, they're boys. They are going to be crazy. They're going to do these things. This is how boys work. And those that don't even have children altogether, there's a strain at times because they don't understand. So you compound that and you're talking about autism. You're right. It's incredible to be able to have a community where you can go, oh, okay, we get each other.
Yeah.
Let's hug this out.
Exactly. And that's really important. And
New
Mexico is, you know, we don't have a lot of resources in this state. So, you know, if someone is concerned about this, as I said, talk to your pediatrician.
Yeah.
The New Mexico Autism Society is a really great resource
to
funnel you towards areas for help.
They've helped us a lot.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So, and that's what you need, right? You need people to help you out and point you in the right direction.
Yeah.
And, you know, and
submit your family, your marriage, your children, your other children, if you have more than one that's not dealing with autism, to the Lord, you know, and continually do that, because this can be a stressful thing depending on where your child is in the spectrum.
Yeah, absolutely. Incredible mindset. Yeah, I know. It didn't happen overnight.
I used to work in before and after school programs, and I remember one year I got moved to a new school, and they're like, "You have 3 autistic kids in your program," and I was scared. I was like, "How?" Because I knew nothing about it, and I was expecting the worst, like just craziness.
And I've seen those movies.
Yeah, and then by the second week of school, I loved all 3 of those kids. Were the sweetest kids.
Yeah,
I mean, each of them were different from each other in their ways, but I mean, they just, I mean, at the end of the day, they're normal kids too. Yeah. I mean, they're kids. They still have the needs that all the other kids need, and they still have feelings. They care. They're there to, you know,
absolutely.
And, you know, and then it was fun for me too, because then I got to work. I mean, one of the kids didn't speak at all, and his mom's like, please don't let him just point to the bathroom when he needs the bathroom, make him ask. And by the end of the year, I mean, the kid just talked all the time, and
it's so rewarding.
It was amazing. Yes, I mean, I loved it, and I still keep in touch with a couple of the parents.
Yeah,
just because I grew such a connection from being there with the kids and seeing them go from one point to the other at the end of the school year is just amazing.
Yeah.
Right. Layla came home one day and she finally told us what happened at school. And
wow,
you know, I was sitting at the table just blown away with tears, because you know that was the first time. You know, and she's close to 5 years old, and she told me that she played on the playground, and she told me who she played with. You know, it wasn't a whole bunch of information, but I mean, that was such an amazing experience. So I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, it's just a reminder as a parent in general, no matter what, I mean, God has gifted us each with our children. And as you had said, man, he works all things.
Totally.
Whew. It's amazing to hear these incredible stories and to see the way God moves and the way God works and those achievements and to truly love a child where they are at. Because I think a lot of times there's programs where it says, okay, A, B, and C, and if this kid, well, that's obviously a troubled kid, so we got to put him in this system. And you kind of categorize everybody by these systems, and we forget that God created every single human being uniquely, wonderfully made, every single one of us. We are wonderfully, fearfully, and wonderfully made. We're formed by God.
Yeah.
And so just because we are different in whatever area it is doesn't make us less, doesn't like make us more. And so to hear these incredible stories of people who get it is awesome. So love what you guys are doing. I love that you are raising awareness for this, because as I'm standing here, I mean, I don't know a whole lot. And so thank you guys so much for sharing and opening up, you know, your story to our audience.
Well, thanks for having us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Where can people go to find more information for the run tomorrow?
The New Mexico Autism site is nmautismsociety.org.
Okay.
And I'll be at Sports Systems this afternoon handing out race packets. You can register there.
Okay.
And or you can always show up at Balloon Fiesta in the morning.
Okay, perfect.
And we'll all be out there. They've got all kinds of events, an arts and crafts fair. I mean, all kinds of fun things. There's the largest autism event in the state of all year. And it's there to celebrate, you know, the lives of these amazing people.
Yeah.
And so I hope to see you all there.
nmautismsociety.org.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yes.
Okay.
And we'll have all this, we'll have information up for the event tomorrow on the Facebook page too.
Awesome. Beautiful. All right. Facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Do you guys have time for me to do an interpretive song? Because me.
Yeah, dude. I'm absolutely. What kind of music are you looking for? I can. Do you want me to drop a beat behind you?
Just. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to do that.
Gabe, you are awesome.
Well, I do go by Captain Awesome.
Okay.
So you can find me at www.captainawesome.
Gosh.
I'm totally
and
kidding.
Mr.
That is such a joke.
Captain
and
Awesome, Mr. Yeah. You have so many titles. It's
that is
ridiculous.
Such a joke.
I can't
that is such
keep
a joke.
Up with you.
That
it's amazing. Thank you both for being in here. Incredible. Sadly, we're out of show.
Yes.
I'm sad now because this has been great. I don't want it to end, but all good things must come to an end.
Yes.
Not really, because God never ends. He's amazing. So, but, you know, just Jesus juked our ending of our show. So,
yeah. It's all right.
Doug, you did good, man.
Thank you. I had a blast. Thanks for Facebook, all everyone on Facebook today, phone calls.
It's been incredible. If you missed any part of the show, you can podcast it at mystaticradio.com/mornings. Get there. Check it out. Make sure you go to our Facebook page. A lot of stuff happening this weekend in the community. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio to get details, how you can get out there and be a part of our Albuquerque community. So many cool things going on.
Yeah, you can go do the race for autism.
Yeah.
And then you can go get gourmet grilled cheese.
Right.
And then go to church Saturday night here at Calvary and then get donuts.
Wow, incredible. That's it for Team Awesome Morning Party. We'll see you Monday.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
Static.